You are listening to the Nerd News Happy Hour, a podcast about comic books, movies, TV shows, and craft beers.
Why did you say that then?
This whole thing is a circle, but not a real circle, more like a freaky circle.
So pull up a stool, grab a drink.
Another!
And get your weekly fix of pop culture news with your favorite group of super friends.
Let's go get wasted.
What's up, you beautiful nerds? Welcome to episode 22 of Nerd News Happy Hour. I'm one of your hosts, Dynamite Kalo. On this week's episode, we have a shadload of news coming your way, including, will Henry Cavill be the next Wolverine? And we rate Chaos Emerald's Imperial Double IPA from Lone Pine Brewing out of Portland, Maine. Boy oh boy, what a treat that was. So come join us while the three amigos talk pop culture, cooking pernil, that's some banging pork shoulder if you didn't know, and is the Power Rangers movie getting a reboot? Aw man, let's kick it!
Welcome to Nerd News Happy Hour, the only podcast that gives you the facts. I'm one of your hosts, Uncle Black, and to my left,
Dynamite Kalo.
I'm going with a different name this time. I'm Captain Make a Mess, because apparently every time I show up here, I get shit-faced.
Not this week.
Captain Shit-Face.
Captain Shit-Face. That's good. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, dude. That fits you really well.
Not anymore.
It's we'll stuck. See. Click as we open it. We'll see. Yep. Yeah, man. Sniff. Man, how was your guys' week?
You got any more of that beer in there?
Got a lot of news coming out.
Oh my god.
But before we do that, we want to throw out a few shout outs. First one, the Ivy Brand is a good friend of mine. Phenomenal clothing. Check him out over on Instagram at The One Ivy Brand. Awesome dude, man. Not the other Ivy Brand. That's right, because there is another Ivy Brand from like Minnesota, I think, or something like that, right? But no, this is the genuine, unique Ivy Brand. Also, the dudes from Dragon Ball Super Dope. Check them out on Insta at DB Super Dope. These dudes dissect Dragon Ball episodes in My Hero Academia, and I've been following them closely. Checked out all their episodes already. They're phenomenal dudes. Big shout out to them. I actually left them a voicemail tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, so hopefully next episode that they come out with, you'll hear it.
Nice.
Yeah, man. They're huge My Hero Academia nerds, but they're fucking awesome, yo. Also, where we're going to be picking up our comics from now on, mostly.
Yep.
It's going to be at Infinite Heroes Comics, Cards, and Collectibles. That's at 1098 Main Street, Watertown, Connecticut. And also, Ernie, what are we doing in May?
Oh, my God. We'll be there. Free comic book day.
That's right.
In all our glory. We might have some surprises for you, so show up.
Yeah, and we're probably going to be recording, most likely, too. Yep. So come check us out, get an interview, get to know us, and buy some merch like my brother says.
Merch.
Yeah, and get some free comic books, man. It's going to be really dope.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, remember, kids, it's free fitting.
That's right. There you go. And also, Back East Brewing. You guys can catch him over on Insta and Twitter at Back East Brewing. And then E picks up a lot of his liquor from
Town and Country Liquors on 383 Farmington Ave in Plainville.
That's right.
Check them out. They got a great beer selection.
Yo, huge selection.
Yo.
Like, half of the store is like
the whole
like
back
wine.
Yo.
Yeah. And then like liquor in the middle, and then like
the back fridge.
Liquor in the middle, really?
Liquor in the middle. Yeah. Like hard liquor. Like I'm talking about like, you know, like
oh, yeah.
Your Jack Daniels and whiskey and so, you know,
oh,
stuff like
see,
that. You
no,
know?
It was Scotches. Fun, and then you had to explain that. Like, come on.
I'm sorry. I thought you were being serious. I take everything literal. I'm a very little dude, man.
You're not a little dude either.
No, very literal.
This is how you know I haven't been drinking. I catch everything.
And I'm pretty lit. Yeah, so Big shout out to everybody on that list, man. We really love you guys.
Yep.
Keep showing the support. We're going to keep showing your support also. And yeah, let's get on with news tonight.
Shout out to all of you for viewers like you. Thank you. Oh, wait, that's the same PBS, but still, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for fucking being there for us. And also, Shauna's not here tonight.
Oh, what?
She's missing.
Missing in action.
You're not Shauna?
She's on assignment.
She's on a really dope assignment, too.
Yeah.
Pack East. Yeah, she took out a bunch of pictures. Yeah. So check them out on our Insta and our Facebook. It seems like she had a lot of fun.
It did.
Right? And it's only day one.
Day one, yeah. Although, she said she was only going to be there.
For one day.
Right? Yeah, one day.
Yeah, the PAX cons are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Rhode Island was expensive, paying like $200 for VIP weekend. And then you see like New York, Boston, San Diego, PAX, and it's like... I'm not going to complain anymore.
Yeah, no, Rhode Island, Boston ones, though, is worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking worth it.
Wait, are we talking Boston Comic-Con or Ace Comic-Con?
Boston Comic-Con.
Okay.
Ace is just, that's a whole different.
That's a money grab.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're not getting my money.
I'm not paying $250 for an autograph.
No.
It could be from Jesus Christ himself, and...
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Nah, bro, I'm good.
All right, so what we got nothing but news for y'all today, unless you got questions. Mike, are you on the feed on YouTube?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool.
If you see Hank Hill on there, that's me.
All right, well, I'm not in there because I got no tablet, so I'm flying solo with
that
one.
That chat ain't right, I tell you what.
So let me know when a story or
cue. Actually, it's only me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah.
All right,
so let's go with the show news. What do we got?
Well, you had this bit from last week, the Clone Wars, right?
Yes.
I haven't caught up. I haven't even watched a lot of the Clone Wars stuff.
Like, I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah,
it's one of those of like I saw the article. I'm like, holy shit! The Siege of Mandalore.
Woo.
So season 7 is gonna feature the Siege of Mandalore, only on Disney Plus. They're dropping it one episode at a time. I have not started.
Okay.
So no spoilers for me for this, for the one of the first times. I don't got nothing for y'all.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
But I'm pretty excited. Episode 2 released today, and I think I'm just going to wait till they all release and then just binge them.
Yeah, that's what's up. You ain't going to do it like Mandalorian?
I should have done that like The Mandalorian, but it was too good after that first episode.
The Mandalorian was too good to not... It had you wanting.
Yeah.
With Clone Wars, it's been such a long time. I'm excited, but it's not... Oh my God, I got to watch this. I got to get my crack on, you know... It's not going to give me the same feel as The Mandalorian, where The Mandalorian was something completely new.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. This is just wrapping it all together.
That's so interesting.
Especially when the first episode was the first thing that was made available on Disney Plus. So it's like, ooh, shiny, let's see. Startup. And then it's like, Mandalorian, eh? Click.
And, yeah.
And of course, Shauna would be screaming about Baby Yoda, but
yeah,
that's to be expected.
Oh, shit. Guess who we have in here for the 10th time? Fuck you, Astoria crew!
That's.
I was gonna say something. I was like, nah, we're
I'm just gonna get a shirt that says "Fuck you, Astoria crew," and he's got to get a shirt that says "I'm Astoria crew."
That's awesome. In the back, have "Fuck you" in the front, Astoria crew.
Yes.
Fuck you in the front and back. Yeah.
That's cool, are you though. Saying what's up to me?
So, in case you didn't hear
sound,
it,
sound.
Fuck you, Astoria crew.
That's
we gotta get that as a sound clip.
Yeah. Every time he chimes in, fuck you, Astoria crew. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Astoria crew.
There you go.
Yes.
We'll catch that. That's
yes.
We'll do that shit.
We need the J's.
Speaking about Jay, right? He ain't here because he's working, but he should be here by like 9:15 probably. All right,
cool.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have him. So you'll have a full house without Shauna. We'll miss you.
Yeah.
You know, but I hope you had fun PAX East.
I know.
So, Sorry, just I'm like I don't know what the Siege of Mandalore is.
So,
I know that like we just did a complete 360 here, but like
no,
what you know? Fill me in because I have no idea.
Siege of Mandalore is basically all out war.
Yeah,
what?
It's just all out war. Empire comes to Mandalore, if I'm correct.
Holy cow.
That's how Moff, what's his name?
The dude with the darksaber at the end.
Yeah, that's how, it's gonna, it's
that's
gonna,
that's how he acquires it.
Yeah.
From Prey Vizsla.
Oh, so this is like a prequel to Mandalorian?
Yes.
Yes.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
if you really wanted to look at it like this, it would be like Clone Wars, and then as that ends, it could be like 15 years later, this is the way.
Wow.
No, you gotta shove in Rebels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But either way, it kind of makes it a live-action tie-in to that as well, and it also combines with the storyline from the movie, so it's all, like, canon palooza here.
Holy cow. So,
that's yeah, huge. It's going to be... It's...
Now, do you think they're only bringing Clone Wars back just to bring it back, or is there an actual reason?
Oh, there's
going to tie in.
There's been a huge demand for it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was just like Cartoon Network stopped it like that.
And yeah.
It was one of those things.
Was it on Konami? Or,
no.
No, it was on Cartoon Network.
It first started off as like these 15. Was it 15 minutes? I want to say.
Yeah, they were like 15 minute shorts.
Snippets,
yeah.
And like these little short episodes every Saturday or Friday night, you get a 15 minute snippet. They took and condensed all of that into the Clone Wars movie, animated movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they came back out with the series. The animation kind of changed, but that whole 15-minute snippet actually explains why General Grievous has that cough, that whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you see it, you're like, like, it gives you a newfound respect for Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Oh. And then there was that episode with Mace Windu.
Fill me in.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, you need to watch it.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's one of those things.
It's
okay. Gotcha.
We could both tell the story.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the tragedy of Plagueis the Wise. No. If we went into detail about the story.
A young boy.
Okay, Gerard. By the way, your tickets are expensive.
Yeah, dude. They're pretty expensive.
But it's one of those things like where we could tell you the story with as much detail as humanly possible.
Yeah,
it's not enough.
No,
you need to see it and hear it, and it's just
that good, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
And what rating would you guys give it? Like, oh, you know, one being worst, 10 being best.
11.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That episode by itself.
Wow. Yeah.
That is probably one of my favorite episodes.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely check it out then.
There's like, the thing about it is you have your episodes and they all line up together.
Mm-hmm.
But you have these one episode, these certain episodes that really just pop out at you. Like, holy shit, that was fucking fantastic. And that Mace Windu one was just like, I think one of my all-time of the 15-minute snippets, like one of my all-time favorites. And basically, the more I think about it now, they made that movie and condensed it.
Yeah.
And then what they did is they broke it apart and threw the Clone Wars series in between.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you have this full movie, and then we're like, we're going to extract it, and we're going to slice cheese, put cheese right in top of it. So it's like a cheese meatloaf.
Like cheese.
It's a cheese meatloaf. That shit, with the way they did it, was fucking fantastic.
All right. Wow. So essentially, in regards to all that stuff, you'll understand the reason why Mace Windu's lightsaber is purple. There's a whole crystal lore saying, okay, well, the greens are the guardians, the blues are the sentinels, and so on and so forth. Without giving too much away, purple, I mean, Sam Jackson chose purple because he wanted to find himself in the movie.
Yeah.
But they were able to turn it lore-wise, as in, he's able to manipulate the Force to his needs.
Yeah.
Oh. He's the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's rumors that he's actually stronger than Yoda.
Really?
Because
survive Windows, though.
I don't know. There's
did, right?
Well, that's the running gag. They never really go in on that, so it leaves the door wide open.
Yeah.
And the door is wide open to...
Well, the window's open.
To speculate that Finn might be his son?
No.
Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there some...
There was at first, right?
It was, but...
The years don't match.
Well,
that could.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Rise of Skywalker, you kind of... Tough shit. With Finn and like the there's something involved with the training, like they're injected with things. Think of it as like an activator where they became Force sensitive, and it only works with specific races and species in Star Wars.
But so, he's human though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it only works with humans.
No.
The squad of other troopers that defected They're all force sensitive too.
Because the chicken, the horse.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's what leads.
That's why they defected. Because they're like they got kind of like a sense of like moral.
The
like,
force whoa, spoke whoa, whoa. To them. Yeah.
Oh, and it, dude. It leads. Okay.
And that's one of the things that keeps the story open. Yes, we see Rey. Insert last name here. Saving spoilers there.
Yeah.
You know, going off into the sunset. Okay, fine. Her story, it could either be done, or it's like the further adventures of Rey. They don't have to follow on that. The new story could be the Jedi badasses.
Yeah.
Like the good, like the light side of the Force version of the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was brilliant. It's leaving that open, like... Hey, look, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like choose your own adventure books. Damn, I miss those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always fell down a shaft and died, but you know.
But no,
we're talking about D&D.
Huh?
We're talking about D&D right now, right?
No. Choose your own adventure books.
You never read those?
Nah, man, I'm proud. No, I never read those.
Dude. Dude. Have you ever watched Netflix Bandersnatch?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's what it's based off of. Really? There were these books back in the 80s and 90s you start reading, blah, 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 blah. Right, if you want to do this,
I was crossing the Rio Grande.
You're walking down a hall. There's a door on your left and a door on your right. If you want to go on door left, turn to page 23. If you want to go on door number two on the right, turn to page 12.
That's fun.
And then you would flip, and then it would be a story, and then another decision.
Wow.
It's not like read from beginning to end because then you're like, what the hell's wrong?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. I thought you were talking about D&D over here.
No, these are...
I had one experience with a crazy tiefling warlock that had spells that backfired every time.
Man, I'm still a noob on that front, so...
Well, it was a homebrew campaign.
Okay.
So the DM's like, yeah, dude, your rolls kind of suck. Let's just change things up and change your modifiers.
Oh, what a nice DM to be such a jerk, right?
I kind of had a weird dice. It was always... There's always that one dice that rolls one, like nat ones.
Uh-huh.
So my friend's like, all right, well,
I'm writing this down for tips. I'm writing this down, so don't get that one. Replace it.
No. This is just on your D20 rolls.
Okay.
For your initiatives and all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's what we got with the Clone Wars.
But then, Star Wars The High Republic, kid.
Dude, this gassed me out first.
The what?
The High Republic. So this gassed me for a quick second because I was like, High Republic, and then I didn't have my headphones, so I have it, like, I'm about to go to a meeting, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, and we gathered all these writers, I'm like, writer, are you coming out with a movie? And it's books.
Yeah.
But I could take that because you know what? With books comes movies.
Right. After books comes the movies with the toys.
So what it sounds like is they're going back. They took all these writers from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Put them in a room for a few days and they came up with a new pre-Skywalker about 300 years before Skywalker. And they're just going to relaunch the whole High Republic.
Right.
All right.
So
that's cool because like, the Skywalker saga is done, right?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, if it's taking place in ancient times, what about like Knights of the Old Republic?
We're gonna get
okay, yeah, I,
but
that's got me.
That I don't think they're gonna retcon everything.
Wow.
So they're not. I don't think they're gonna like say fuck you, Knights of the Old Republic, because that's your cash cow.
Well, yeah, Knights of the Old Republic has actually become canon on some aspects too.
Exactly.
Even Clone Wars, because in the Rise of Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano's voice is in the movie.
Exactly.
So.
So I think what they're going to do is they're going to go with the high-level Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
Not the deep dive. I think they're going to keep most of the Sith, like Revan and Bane. And, you know,
I just hope Revan gets, like, the knockout thing, just like in Knights of the Old Republic, because that way it still branches off, and it's like, okay, there's this. They do their thing, but then you know how the story turns around one way or another and kind of continues.
Yeah,
that would be smart.
I think we're going to get to that. And I think, but this allows them to actually, with books, it creates a want.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, there's nothing. People want Knights of the Old Republic is what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way of giving it to them without giving it to them.
Yeah.
You're giving them...
Just the tip.
Yeah, basically.
That's a tip, man.
But again, it goes back to like one of the show the show topics.
That's what you want her to say, but you still haven't heard it yet.
It was like one of the show topics that Shauna mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, books to lore, But it's been how many years since Knights of the Old Republic and all those old school books?
Oh,
at this point,
it's been
No. You guys are a little bit off. Knights of the Old Republic, the PC game, has 90. Kept that shit alive.
You're not
people
wrong.
People are like,
no,
like,
I think he just means since when it first came out, it was like what, 20 years ago? Because yeah. I remember playing that in the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's the only way you could play it on the original Xbox, and then it dropped for PC.
No, maybe 20 years. Oh my god, I'm having an existential crisis right now.
17,
oh,
here. 18 years.
No. This is just cider. It's guava cider.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, well
grab him a white
claw. Well, it's guava cider.
No.
What about a white claw?
No.
A white claw?
No.
You're afraid that your back might break.
Although it is kind of funny you mentioned that, because I do have a date tomorrow with a girl that has red hair because she loves Ariel. So.
Uh huh. Oh, really?
It's ironic. So,
So how'd that happen?
Did speed dating on Wednesday.
Oh.
Back in my day.
In my days.
Speed dating was AOL Instant, AOL
yeah.
chats.
Oh, yeah. ALS, right?
ASL.
ASL, sorry. I'm dyslexic.
Oh, 16, your mom. Dude.
Oh, God. Dial up.
Who picked up the phone?
That was speed dating in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, the speed dating thing didn't really start until early 2000s, but either way, just to jump back on, yeah, we already got that.
That's right. Long, he's like 5 seconds or something behind.
Yeah, they're on delay.
Yeah,
and on top of the 5 seconds that he
maybe they're just naturally slow.
That's what about.
He's gonna say, "Hey, wait a minute, let's wait for it."
Yeah,
don't ever know what he's hey or so. He's gonna make a comment at that
sad face too, like, "Oh man, come on."
But like talking about Star Wars games and stuff, the first games that really started for me.
It's like, this is my wall face.
Dark Forces.
Dark Forces.
Ooh. Kyle Katarn.
Yep.
Before he had his Jedi powers, he would run around and shoot stuff up and...
We're talking about video games?
Yeah.
Video games.
Well, it's still Star Wars because, sure, you know, it's leading up to KOTOR.
Sure. What was the 64 game?
I don't know.
There was a racing game one.
Oh, Pod Shadows Racer. Of the Empire.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
And that's the one I played. The one with the jetpack, doing the jetpack, right?
That would be Jedi Knight.
That would be Jedi Knight.
Jedi Knight on the 64?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Really?
And then after that was Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast.
Oh, yes. I never played those.
With Kyle Katarn.
Kyle Katarn is one bad motherfucker.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, you were mentioning, Super, you know, playing KOTOR on the PC. I would play Jedi Knight on the PC with mods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was mods back then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh,
imagine having a railgun that would shoot like 30 rounds at once. Just
oh, my God. What was it, like Quake and shit?
No, dude.
Super Star Wars. That's a good one.
Yes.
And for the record, I did play X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Yes. That was always fun.
Yes.
There was some 8, it was like 8-bit almost, not even, like 4-bit, and it was like you were in an X-Wing, and it would be like shooting off little blocks. And
I think it was like for like Nintendo, maybe?
Mac.
They were like old school Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars game. Oh, my God, don't remind me. That shit was
hard. Wow, man.
That shit was fucking hard. There's always the Atari one.
Yep, played that. That was terrible, but I was like, it's Star Wars, I'm happy.
None of them good. You know, they've always managed to keep themselves relevant in their games.
Yeah.
Even now with
Fallen Order.
Not Fallen Order, but even now with the other one. The MMO one.
Star Wars Online.
Not Online, the one that came out for PlayStation, Battlefront?
Oh.
Battlefront
2. Oh, yeah.
There's a DLC I just saw that this morning or this today.
Oh yeah, no, I know
the
what you're
new
talking
DLC
about.
That's
yeah.
coming out for it. Which they're keeping themselves relevant, but it was freaking Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, and I like how they're tying all that in with the main canon storyline now.
Yeah.
Like, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing, like, stuff from Fallen Order in the movies.
I think so, too. We have to.
We have to see Cal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing my favorite Death the Mirian. Well, technically Zabrak.
Yeah,
Marin.
Yeah.
Like she showed up, she's like, "Oh, I don't like you," and then she shows him like and she's helping him, like, okay, she's a badass.
Yeah, she is.
And then you could see she's starting to kinda grow on people and not be so.
Yeah, that game needs a DLC too, but they're not.
They said it's unexpected, but because of the demand, they are heavily considering it. All I'm asking is give me a damn red Kyber crystal. Like, he's a Jedi in this. I'm like, yeah, and so Obi-Wan used a red lightsaber in Clone Wars.
Yeah, he did.
And if Ahsoka Tano can purify saber crystals, I'm pretty sure he could pick one up and be like, hey, look, Hank.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Exactly. All right.
So back to the news.
We good with Star Wars?
Oh, man. I could always talk Star Wars.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
Because we got a lot. We could come back to it if we got time.
On the second half, when you guys are shit-faced, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm having this one beer. I'm good.
Your other scoop was Westworld Season 3.
Oh, my fucking God. Have you guys seen Westworld?
Right.
No, so, I'm not.
I started watching Season 2, and I stopped at Episode 2.
I don't blame you.
it's like the beginning of Westworld is always like, know, like the first app pilot is always dynamite.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, two, three. And then it's like, picks up right again. Yeah. And so, I'm at episode two, season two, but I still love it. Like, I love the concept. Oh, man. Like,
Fill
me in, I'll forget.
So, Westworld, the series, is a silent reboot of a 70s movie with Yul Brynner called Westworld.
Really?
Yeah. The Jamaican bobsledder?
where they were robots.
Uh-huh.
Same type of concept, but not as advanced as this. Ooh. Now, it's also set in the West, mm-hmm. But not as good as this. This Westworld, holy. When I watched it, I was like, all right, am I going to get the Yul Brynner shit? And I watched it, and I was just like, hooked, you know, because you had Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
You had...
And he's like so mysterious, man.
You had the black dude who played Beatty.
Oh,
who
fuck.
Played the other dude in the Shaft movie, Peoples. The dude is phenomenal.
He's going to be the new Gordon, right?
New Commissioner Gordon. Right? The dude is so fucking brilliant. Oh, shit.
Fuck. He was in...
He's got the... No, but...
Mario Peoples?
No, not Mario Peoples. I can never remember his name until I see it.
He's got such a, like,
He's got such a suave... Jeffrey Wright. Right.
Jeffrey Wright, yeah. Oh, okay. You would never imagine, like, yeah.
You like, the first time I And he's got, like, some Broadway acting chops behind him.
Yeah.
But when I first saw him in the show, I thought he was Dominican, straight up.
Yo, really?
I thought he was straight up Dominican, and then I'm looking at him like, oh, shit. No, he's not.
Mm.
Oh shit, he's got chops. And then you start picking up on, and then when he was in the Hunger Games, I was like, oh, that's shit. Right.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him in Westworld, I'm like, all right, with Anthony Hopkins, this it can't go wrong.
That's right.
And he's just so versatile the way that he acts. But
yep, he is. Yeah.
To not spoil it, it's just let's just imagine Jurassic Park, but with humans. In the Wild West.
Yeah.
Without spoiling it. But seeing that trailer, because of the... I can't, because you're still watching it. When I was just, like, at the
you,
end of
you season... can, though. You can, because, like, for our listeners, they might all watch it, too. Like,
the end of season stuff. Two,
mm-hmm.
They got out the park.
Oh, really?
The robots got out the park.
Oh.
The two main ones got out. The two females. You had the prostitute, and then you had the one that was always dying.
Oh, what's her name? Mauve.
Yes, they got out the park. She got real.
But I thought she had gone out already.
No.
Oh, then I watched
so season two is kind of like flash forward, flashback, flash forward. You got to remember that it thought they do that in the show.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of like all the way until you get to the end. Now you know what's up.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So now season three, they're in the real world, and you have Mauve and the other chick that are on opposite sides. Because of their beliefs.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to butt heads. And this is the final season.
And I've final been... season? Only three?
Yeah. From what I'm understanding, it's the final season.
Wow.
But unless they renew it, but I've been hearing this is final season, but it's fantastic. Like, I like the I was kind of pissed off that they made us wait so long.
Mm-hmm.
But with everything else that HBO was throwing at us, it was kind of worth it.
Mm.
Because what they got, what do they have now? I mean, Watchmen's questionable.
Right, and depending on whoever's going to take over, it might be good, it might be terrible, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
It's one of those things of, all right, they did the right thing in holding up on Westworld.
Right.
Because we know that the Game of Thrones new thing of the dragon is going to go straight to HBO Max.
But isn't it like, don't you think like HBO Max is going to come right on time and like save the day kind of thing?
No. They just delayed it till May.
This is true. I forgot about that shit.
AT&T can't get their shit together with their IPs and their different companies.
Oh, man, AT&T. I want to talk about this next, like, spicy-ass scoop, man.
We could go right to it.
No. We got to wait. We got to wait till next week, man.
What the? No. This one? You want to hold that
one? Yeah, I want to hold that one for next week, man. Oh.
We will skip probably because... Probably a nudie pick. Because, I will bite my tongue so fucking hard because I will slip right into it.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying, though, with that news. And if you've been watching the news, you know. But we're not going to mention it for those that don't know.
Right.
But what we've been seeing is what I've been saying since day one that we started talking is that AT&T can't get their left foot from their right tit.
Yeah, you're right.
It's 2 steps forward, 9 million back.
What if that's why Didio left?
I'm thinking, yeah.
I mean, yeah, he got fired, right?
But he got fired, but...
Before you fired, you had to spice things up. You had to, like, argue something. You had to say, like, yo, like, don't you guys understand, right?
I mean, he was trying something new.
Maybe?
The man gave us the new 52
and
Rebirth. And that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
That was a good era. It's just with comic books, it's that cycle of wash, rinse, repeat. You have... kids that start reading it, they age up, they outgrow it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might pick it up, and you get a very few handful that as adults continue.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a new level of kids, and you got to start from the beginning because they're not going to go all the way back. They don't got the money to go back to New 52 or Rebirth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they got good parents, here are my books. But if you want to capture them, you have to reboot every few generations. So that it makes the books relevant.
You're right.
Where his thought of where he was going made sense. I just didn't like the name they had for it.
Yeah, right.
It's just...
It's too... It really is corny, to be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah. But with AT&T... Fuck you, AT&T.
It's 9:30. Do you know where Jay is?
No, but I mean, you know, it's just... It just shows the back and forth that as a company of what they've done. If you watch the history of everything that they've pulled out, you know, and that's what he said. it's one of those things that they just need to stop and maybe really focus on one thing and trust who they have in power at other parts of their branches to do what they need to do. That's what differs between them and our next story, which is Disney and Marvel.
Oof. Man.
Bob Iger leaving.
Yeah.
Effective immediately.
Suddenly, too.
No, Jay was saying that he had
2 years left on his contract.
He's still going to, like,
He's going to work with them, yes. He's going to help, I can't think of the new CEO's name, but he's going to kind of...
Bob...
Chapek.
Chapek. Yeah.
Something that. Like that, yeah. He's going to be there to kind of, like...
Mentor?
Mentor, and kind of groom him into the role.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, Shepik has done an incredible thing with the park.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
He's made that happen, you know, so...
And that's why in, like, all the groups I'm in on Disney, for Disney, like, Defunct Land and stuff, people are kind of panicking over it.
Mm. I wouldn't. Who would take over? What do you think? Or what would happen?
Well...
Would he be doing CEO stuff also? And, you know, doing the parks also?
He's for the moment, he's going to do that because next year is... 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom. He's spearheading that. He's doing that. Epcot's doing a whole reboot.
Wow.
So he wants to make sure that's all set.
World of Tomorrow's getting redone. Wow. The big golf ball.
Yeah. Spaceship Earth.
Thank you.
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. I think they just shut it down now to refurb.
And when's it opening?
I want to say next year. Epcot is pretty much Dead Man Wonderland right now. Nothing really open.
I'm going in November.
It's possible they might be open. It just depends on when they have it. So
Well,
stay tuned.
Well, maybe because
and now that I know this, if you're going to Hollywood Studios, I'm going to hand you a buttload of cash. Like, here, give me two holocrons and a whole bunch of kyber crystals.
Right. I mean, maybe it's a good maybe you're going to a good time because like Mandalorian's coming back up, right?
Yeah,
yep.
You got Clone Wars coming back up also,
yep.
Right? So like, it might be a good time to go. Maybe they might be done by then.
Yeah, true. Imagine going to Disney Galaxy's End and getting a Darksaber.
That'd be so cool.
They're kind of leaning towards showing new saber colors.
Wait, and saber colors would distinguish certain things also, like the saber, like the...
Oh, no, just like the Savi's Workshop lightsabers, like the one I brought 2 weeks ago that you could pop the different crystals in.
Yeah.
They're changing the coating on the chassis, though, to second generation.
So my question is that canon?
The custom sabers or the colored crystals?
The colors, yes.
They are canon.
But in the sabers?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
There's a whole big lore to... There's more than what we've seen.
Yeah, I think there's even gold.
There's gold. There's even invisible.
What?
It's just this... it's like one of the rarest things. It's like a stealth saber. And you put the crystal in and you operate it and you don't hear it ignite, you don't see it, so I could just be like, and your head just pops off.
Ooh.
There's
some sort of assassins.
There's a more sinister red crystal, and the lore behind that was a star went supernova and wiped out a planet and like fused materials from everything, including like people.
Ooh.
And it made, like, this really sinister-looking crystal, and if you're a Jedi and you touch it, you pretty much burn your hand off. If you're a Sith and you use it in a lightsaber and you ignite it, it doesn't go... You ignite it, and it just screams.
My God.
Yeah. So there's a whole big, gigantic world of lightsabers.
Yeah.
And Disney goes, we kind of want to delve into this because we know you people are crazy enough that you're going to spend your money on. And I'm like, yes, I will.
The people would. They definitely would. Yeah. So I'll get back to you on that back in November because it's a while ago.
Yeah. They're also looking to add new like saber construction parts because the funny thing is I shared my lightsaber in a group. That's what she said. And someone's else like, oh, yeah, I made the same one. And it's like six other people. So Disney's like, yeah, we might need to expand that.
So that you have the one that you make is rare to yourself and no one else. You don't run into the same possibility.
And, you know, people can find, extra pieces and change stuff.
Yeah, that'd be smart. And, and rather than just getting it at Galaxy's End, it'd be smart if they sold it at Disney stores.
Yes, but then at the same time, it loses a novelty behind it.
It does, but it's just the pieces. You can't build a full saber.
Understandable.
So it's one of those things of, if you already have the saber, you can pick up your extra pieces at the Disney store. Yeah. And instead, this way you're now driving people to the store or online.
Yeah.
It's a marketing... There, you know what? There goes my money, because they just stole it.
And the other cool thing is people have found ways to make their own Savi's lightsaber compatible homemade parts. So I'm just like, I'm waiting for that one person to post the right thing on Etsy and I'll be like, here, shut up and take my money. I'm like, it's nice and all, but it's supposed to be Sith. Like, I want it to, like, strike fear.
Yeah.
Not just Empire.
Get an Ultra Saber.
I don't have that kind of money. Those are nice, though.
That's what I'm talking about. Get an Ultra Saber. Those are
Ultra Saber, holy cow.
Bro, that's Ultra Saber is...
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's got an Ultra Saber, I think. It's fucking nice.
Oh, yeah, and especially if you have, like, the custom audio one, where if you know what you're doing, you can change the sounds. My dumbass would make a Dork Saber and just be like,
Dork! I like turtles!
Dork! You do like turtles, though.
Dork!
I love turtles.
Hey, that was the best take ever with Shauna losing it. I was like, yes, perfect.
Yeah.
I watched it, like, 12 times. I'm like... So, on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Damn, I was trying to find a picture of my brother, so sorry. I'm hopeful. I don't think anything is going to go wrong. Again, Disney knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They got this under control. Even though it was effective immediately, I'm thinking it's almost like one of those. And I'm hoping it's not. One of those things similar to Apple, what's his name got sick and he just decided to step aside. Steve Jobs, thank you. I'm bad with names today. I'm hoping it's one of those things of where he just wanted to take care of family, step aside, let someone else move in.
I mean, he's done a lot.
You get tired.
I mean, at some point you gotta throw the towel and be like, yo, I'm done, man.
But I bet you I know who's laughing in their seat. But it's gotta be off air.
Oh, man.
Remember our first conversation?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, that motherfucker's be like, ha, 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 I'm still here.
Yep.
Well, in regards to, like, the changing of CEOs and stuff, it wasn't as hostile as, like, Michael Eisner's exit.
Yeah.
Eisner wanted to stay, and then it got to the point where Roy Disney was like, no, he has to go.
Yeah.
This one, you know, Iger's like, I'm stepping down, I suggest this replacement, and it was voted on by all the stockholders and everything, and...
Yeah.
It was a very wide margin.
Yeah. I mean, but look, compared to Eisner, who nearly lost the entire company.
No, he did bring it back.
He did, but he nearly lost it first.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you know, go to Disney World, you know, 25th anniversary. It was nice. I mean, I was a kid then, so I was like, oh, you know, it's fine. Then you get older, and then, like, right when Eisner was taking over, like, Alien Encounter... He was really trying to step it up with, like, that, like, the nightclubs on Pleasure Island and stuff.
Yeah, because all you would get was families with their kids.
Yeah.
Now you have reasons for grown adults with no kids to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
pisses off Karen because that damn millennial without a kid bought the last pretzel.
But you also get people going under cruises.
Oh, yeah.
I would never go on a Disney cruise.
I don't think I would either. Too many kids.
And I got kids, but they're teenagers, so... Yeah, no, I don't think that'd be the one.
Would enjoy it?
My kids?
Yeah, nah. Teenagers.
What, a Disney cruise or Disney World?
Disney cruise.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm.
I think it's more catered to a young family.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you got teenagers, take them on, like, Royal Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah.
Norwegian.
Yeah.
I mean, they, like, when I took my kids... I saw them maybe once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't go nowhere.
Right.
And they go into, like, these youth groups. So they start hanging out with the same kids. Like, when we took... My daughter met some girl from Manchester. And we left from New York. It was just, how great is this? You got a friend that you know, she still talks to her now and then. My other daughter met friends from New Jersey and West Bumblefuck, Tennessee or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But it was one of those great things.
Sure it's not her cousin accidentally?
Yeah, I'm sure. 100%. But, you know, it's one of those great things that the older they get, they're probably better off going on, like, anything but Disney. Not saying Disney's bad, but I wouldn't go with my family. It was just, you know, if I had, you take Wolvie.
Yeah.
He'd love that.
Yeah, he definitely would love that.
So that's the thing with Disney vacations. There's certain age ranges where it's great, and then there's, like, those that aren't in the age range that it's not good. Like, you have young family, you know, little kids. Okay, first time to Disney, cool. And then you have, like, early elementary school up to fifth grade, and it's like, you know, like, they would still appreciate it. And then middle school, it's like, okay. High school, it's like, all right, you know, this is nice. And then you're an adult. And, like, say you don't have kids, you get that experience as in, like, hey, we get to do whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, the circle kind of starts over again.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you also have, like, the nostalgic older people that are like, yes, this is great, and, all, you know.
Yeah.
But there are gaps where it's just like, I'm not feeling Disney.
Yeah, no. I haven't, up until this year, I haven't really, it's just Disney.
Galaxy's Edge showed up, and you said, bitch, we have to go.
We have to
go. I ain't calling your wife a bitch. Please don't kill me.
Oh, all right. No, I wouldn't kill you. She'd kill you.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah, she'd,
I bruise easily.
But no, I mean, it's going to be, she would.
She'll cut me so bad, I'll wish I'd never been cut.
She's Puerto Rican, they got knives in all pockets.
She will kill me with a smile on her face then.
Yeah, just don't say the word merch on
it. Yeah.
Huh?
Don't say merch.
Don't say merch.
Yeah. Have you seen my socks? Oh, you're wearing merch.
Oh.
Next story.
Yeah.
That fucking... Pack
from Yo, Hasbro. That Neutron one from Hasbro's making a replica, right?
Yes.
But it's you know what? Because the Toy Fair was last weekend.
Yeah, it was last week.
But, I mean, I wasn't able to, like, you know, so many people taking pictures and videos. And
it's hard to follow.
You know, I wasn't able to see if it was, like, a life-size or if it was just like, a toy size.
I couldn't figure that out. So I'm hoping it's like I could hold it in my hand on Halloween and be like, and it makes the
Bro,
do the same thing that Disney did with Lifesavers on a proton neutron pad.
Yep.
Just don't cross streams.
Yeah, good point.
Dude, I want that. I want Me too. That's some hot shit right there. Talking about Toy Fair.
Yeah.
McFarlane, Mr. Todd McFarlane.
Crazy.
And his GoFundMe or what's the other one? Well, whatever. Right.
Kickstarter.
Trying to get money to reboot his Spawn toy, starting with Spawn toy number one.
Why would he have to do that, though? Especially if he's making royalties just off the DLC alone for Mortal Kombat. From a
marketing point, if people reach his goal, that means that people are interested.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking, it shows interest.
Yeah.
It
shows interest, then there's a money pit for it.
Yeah.
And if there's a money pit for it, then he's in it. Yeah. You know?
Because right now, McFarlane Toys is so big that they they can't divert to go back to something that they already that started them off the ground. Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, no, the investors are, no, we don't want to. See
if people are still interested in it, and then invest.
Yeah, like if I do a Kickstarter and people want it, and, dude, that's like talking, you're probably getting the most customized.
But listen, like, I love toys, guys, and it's like, to have a multi-articulated Spawn.
Dude, those shits were nice. Did you ever have one?
I had one, and it was not multi-articulated. Oh, it was true. Like, the arms bend, the hands went up and down.
Yeah,
it was just lateral, but it was not like multi, bro. And to have a multi one, like the Spawn that they were showing.
Yo, dude, that'd be man. The one thing about the Spawns was the fucking cape.
Yeah.
Like I had a Spawn 3.
Yep.
And the fucking cape went. It was just like the Batwing from that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, that shit was worth it. And
Does Long collect a Spawn? Only Transformers?
No, he should. That motherfucker should have some Spawns. Long? Yeah. Astoria crew, you still got your Spawns?
He probably does, right?
He's probably
5 seconds in the
back. Yeah, but I guess Toy Fair was like super, super good.
This was one of the best years I heard.
One of the best, yeah.
Yeah, it crept up on me.
I was coming out.
It crept up on me with how good.
Yeah, man. And then you guys catch that Candyman trailer?
Dude, that shit is sick.
Yeah.
All right, my one thing.
Okay.
Two words.
Spawn fingers weren't posable, but were nice, though.
Thank you. You got any pictures of your Spawn toys?
Put them up on the page.
Yeah, man.
Put them up. Two things. Two words. One name.
He has them in storage somewhere.
Okay.
Dang.
Tony Todd. Required.
Mm-hmm.
I will not accept anyone else but Candyman. And even though this is a reboot,
you're right.
He's still young enough, and from what the looks of it, he's someone's parent. Tony Todd is Candyman. That's what put him on the map. But that trailer,
man. I don't know who Optimistically Cynical is, but holy shit!
All right, we're just gonna ignore that comment.
That's stupid. I mean, people can say what they want. You know?
Yeah, true.
We don't discriminate.
True.
You feel the way you feel.
I just did the ever popular flag. So.
Oh. I think it could be some.
It might be an admin tool that you can use.
Well, you know what? The freedom of expression and asking anything. It's not
freedom of speech is only relevant to government reprimand.
No, but you know
we could still call someone an asshole for talking like a dick.
Right. Well. Yeah. That doesn't mean that.
He's not. Offending anybody.
It's just
offending you?
No, it's just a distasteful joke. Like, ugh.
Well, it's distasteful to you, but to me, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so at my job, there was a dude that was reprimanded and fired because he called. So I work in New York, and half of the crews is like Connecticut people and New York people. The New York people hate the Connecticut people because they work. Like, they work hard, and the New York people, they chill. They take it easy.
Yeah.
So, the dude gets mad at one of the Connecticut guys, and he starts going off. And he usually pops off every day.
Yeah.
And he starts calling us Connecticuts. And I'm like, it is.
With me with joke, though, like, it has to have context and good taste, not just, like... Sure. Like, come on. Use your A game.
Right. But some people took it to heart where, like, they called HR, and HR got this dude fired.
Dude, that's not worth it.
Right, for a month. No. And then he came back.
Oh, suspension. Fired and then union involvement. Okay. Union,
like, fired. And I'm like, he shouldn't have been fired to begin with.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't take offense to it because they went around and asked everybody from Connecticut if they were, like, upset. And I was like, no, I don't really care. I was like, well, it doesn't matter if you call me whatever you want to call me. You know, he has a problem, obviously, but it ain't with me.
So, get what you're saying. So you're right to that, but, you know, just pass it.
No, if there's an opportunity for me to bust someone's balls about something, I'm going to do it. That's what that is.
Like, you know, that's how you definitely troll people.
Yeah.
But
no, that's what I'm going on in the context of that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You want to do a off-color joke like that? Okay, guess what? My turn.
Well, go ahead. Yeah. Right? Let's say like, kid.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No, you...
So
I need to have beer in me to get to that point, and I ain't going.
Well,
nope.
We got.
Yeah, but Jordan Peele pulled it off again. This man, comedian turning it around to these horror films.
Yeah,
and each one of his movies is linked in one way, shape, mm-hmm. or form.
Yep.
So I'm interested in seeing how Candyman is going to be linked to the other previous.
And
But and what I loved is the fact that they kept it in Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been to Chicago?
Mm-mm.
Dude, I'm a New Yorker,
mm-hmm.
and I drove by those.
You're a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker, and I went to Chicago, and I, dude, I was like,
fuck your deep dish pizza.
I'm about to shit my pants. Get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, they were telling, the ambulance is scared to go in there. That's how bad. Imagine, like, a South Central on fucking steroids.
Really?
Jesus.
This is how bad Cabrini Green was, that the ambulance, if you can make it to the outskirts of there, we don't really want to drive in to get you.
Oh,
because we're scared that we're going to get shot at, or we're going to get hurt getting to you.
Wow.
So, for projects, Cabrini Green ain't no fucking joke.
Yo.
Crazy. So the fact that, and by the time I went, they were like a little bit more tattered. They were like, there's no one living there now.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they're just abandoned. But no fucking jokes for projects. And the fact that they kept it in Cabrini Green, I was just like, oh my God, fanboying fucking Candyman, because I love horror movies, but that was one of the ones that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And that made it good.
Wow.
Like, I was scared shitless, but I wanted to keep watching it because it's just, dude with the fucking hook on his hand. He's the Gordon Fisherman. Aquaman.
Yo.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, but to see Jordan Peele, like, he's tackling some solid fucking, like, would you call him franchise? No, not franchise.
No, because the first two weren't. The first two were originals. This is now him taking a franchise.
Yeah.
So he's gonna show his chops of what he could do with this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor of him bringing back something else. Something and I my memory's shot. It's like I don't know why, but there was rumors of him doing another franchise.
Doesn't matter. He's gonna turn it to gold anyway.
He will. He's the new Madea.
Tyler Perry.
You think so?
I think so. Because look at how he's turning
around. I can see it where what you're talking about there. So yeah.
Two different styles.
But the horror Madea.
Two different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that he's come out, and like, he's hot as shit for movies. Like, if you want to put out a movie, you want people to go, it's now, instead of Tyler Perry, it's now Jordan Peele. He's the fucking man. And now, looking at what the fuck was it that I got? You guys keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here and then I'm going to have an epiphany of what the series was that I heard that
he was thinking. Did you guys watch the trailer?
Yes.
And how did it make you feel?
Excited. And I'm not really a big horror movie person. Right.
Okay.
Like, these reboots and stuff. Like,
yeah. They've taken the fun out of it.
They don't really go for story progression and stuff like that and all that. They just go for the gore factor now.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm already desensitized from, like, beheading videos when I was in high school. Like,
if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing.
It doesn't do anything. But if it has, like, this progressive story and, like, suspense and stuff, I'm like, all right, you have my attention.
I feel the same way. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right. So there was the rumor that Jordan Peele was going to do, he showed interest in doing Disney's Gargoyles live action. It might have been a rumor.
A new CEO, make this happen. Do it. Do it now.
It might have been a rumor that I have read online, But with the fact of everybody wanting Gargoyles to come back, please, Jordan Peele, the one time I want someone to listen to me and take my story, give us Gargoyles.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Listen to this one bit.
just one part.
It'll be worth it.
Gargoyles.
All of a sudden, like, his publicist goes, hey, they're talking about you here. You might want to listen.
Jordan Peele. Let's see how many times that...
Now trending on Google, some random podcast in Connecticut.
5 minutes
says Jordan Peele 5 million times.
5 minutes of Jordan Peele Gargoyles. Jordan Peele's Gargoyles. Jordan Peele's Gargoyles.
Oh, wait for the automatic sorting. Hashtag Gargoyles Jordan Peele.
Yes.
We might as well make it.
Get
a
it trendy. Get it trendy.
Yep.
But he's good. He's I think this movie is gonna be fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
All right, what we got next? GameStop announcing Power Up Rewards.
Oh God.
So I didn't get to fully read this one. So what's going on with it?
Yeah. All right. So, go ahead.
Nope.
You have it. Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away now.
Rock paper. I was gonna say. Okay. Rock paper scissors. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3. Shoot.
It's yours.
Nope, it's you.
You won.
Loser takes.
Oh.
That's how we gotta play. All right. So pretty much they're gonna be like replacing the 5 monthly coupon, and you can use it in the store, but it doesn't roll over, and you cannot use $5 coupon for pre-orders. That's the only like one of the only bad parts. And then like there's gonna be you're gonna get the book if you sign up. You know
the Game Informer.
Game Informer.
Yeah.
That they no longer mail to you.
No, there's two different memberships. One is a digital, and one is a mail physical.
Yeah, right. I know, but you pay more for the mailed one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Because it costs them more money, I suppose, right?
So yeah.
Writing's on the wall.
But yeah. I'm trying to think. Like, I think they're getting rid of the points,
right,
and replacing it with that $5.
And it doesn't roll credit. Over.
It
though,
doesn't.
Man.
So you can't hold on to it for a year to get a new game, and you can't put down reserves.
It tells you
translation, if GameStop was a Titanic, this is them playing the violins as the ship sinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's no good. No bueno.
But I had heard like some sort of rumor where like they were really trying to focus hard on more collectibles, because that's like really selling for them than video games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cuz
yeah.
you can download anything. That fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? But would you open said collectible and turn it into merch at that point?
That's for you, Marco.
Damn, son.
Your manager would be so proud of you.
Oh, that's what. No, I mean, but the writing's on the wall with how they're going there, and you could see, you walk in and now you do see collectibles.
That's all you see. You go in and it's like Fortnite stuff, My Hero Academia stuff,
Minecraft,
DC, yeah, Minecraft, board games, statues, boom, 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 and it's like the video games now are like behind all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as soon as you go in, they want you to see the collectibles, merch, and all that stuff before you even get to the games, because they already know.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, we're sinking, and we're going to try and do the best to, like, sell whatever we can.
We're going to continue to try to sell these at full price before we have our liquidation sales.
There you go.
Yeah. I know someone that used to work there. We should get them on the show.
I know a few.
I used to work in that place, man.
See, they never hired me. I
liked GameStop at first. I mean, but then again, we're all like transports from Funko Land.
Thank you. Just on the top of my tongue, Funko Land.
Funko Land, dude.
Funko Land's business model worked. It was great.
Yes.
GameStop buys them out and they start doing their thing. And it's like, at first it was like, okay, you know, reasonably priced and things. And then they came up with these policies and then they decided to get real cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Now they're paying for it.
Not only that, but like, listen, I'm sorry, man, but they just hire like shitty employees sometimes, man. I'm sorry, man, but like I work with two really cool dudes, and the rest were just like
douche.
Yeah.
All right.
The guys over on Wilkes Street next to Panera Bread, there was a reason why I would only go to that one.
Yes,
because those people were cool as shit.
I hated going to the mall, but not because I didn't want to go to the mall, because I hated the people in the mall. They were like those dudes had no idea. They were just in there to get their little ass paycheck, and they just sucked at being like customer service.
Yeah.
But you go to this like little hole in the wall GameStop.
Yes.
They They were so cool with you, man. That's how
it was like when I went to...
I was talking with them.
Yeah, there was one in New Britain. There's one that they opened up in New Britain. And, dude, no matter who's worked there, they always got the chillest people. But I go to the one in Southington by the Walmart, and it's like, meh.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I'm only here because, you know, I got no choice.
Yeah.
But if I really want to, I'd rather go to New Britain and chill with those people. And I could always have a great conversation with
them. Yeah.
Like, there's some in Bristol, too, that are mad chill. I don't know if the people are still there. But I'll first go to New Britain. And, like, their manager, he's mad chill. Everybody from top to bottom there is cool. So I could have a conversation. Matter of fact, one day I went in there, I was like, hey, you want to watch a great podcast?
Yeah.
And we swapped it. I followed him on mine. And he followed us, I think. And,
that's pretty cool.
But it was one of those things of like, hey, you know, never, you know, most people just, yeah, whatever. But yeah. No, they're mad cool. So
yeah.
To see those good shops go is going to suck.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Like the one that we're talking about next to Panera, that one I love going to, even if it was just to hang out. Like, obviously, I would buy stuff, you know, keep and stuff. But like the events that they had. Like, Jeremy had that pig roast that one time. That was cool. There was a Call of Duty. I want to say it was Modern Warfare 3, where they had the dude from the National Guard show up with the Humvee and stuff. And,
that's right.
And, you know, I knew, you know, I was cool with Dobbins and Jeremy and Ed. And it got to the point at the end, the guy was like, hey, you want to drive the Hummer? I'm like, yes! Wow. Yes, I do!
Wow, dude.
So, you know, I was driving around. He's like, this is a military-issued vehicle. Just start driving on things. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If you go across the street, everyone's like, hi, how you doing? You know, like, no personality. Yeah. And,
right.
But that one, everyone knew games and what was going on.
Would you say that the moment that you walk in and like, can I help you find anything? Oh, sure. And then they go into their whole, like, speed. Oh, you know,
if I
you
never do got this, that. I've you never.
Know, like, we'll do this, we'll do that, and, like, you'll get this and you'll get that, and as soon as people start talking like that, like, I lose interest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's, like, no customer, like, one-on-one relationship.
Oh, yeah. And then going to that GameStop, I'd walk in, even if it was, like, Doug.
Yeah.
I rarely saw him, but he still knew who I was. Awesome. I walk in, you know, all the time. I was like, hey, Mike. Or, like, Jeremy be like, oh, you again? You know, just bullshit and stuff.
Yeah.
But
his personality brought you in.
Exactly. It was all of them. And it was just like, okay, I feel like I belong.
Yeah.
That's what made me go and... like, reserve Destiny, and what else I reserve? Like, Street Fighter games and Mortal Kombat games. Like, I wanted to go because I'm like, all right, these guys get the credit of the sale. I get the games. I get a good hangout, you know. It was great. And then they close. I'm like, all right, well, I'll do the Resident Evil pre-release. And it was across the street, and it sucked.
It sucked, yeah.
Could even,
like, ugh.
Could even the one that I told you, the one in New Britain, they didn't have a Humvee, but they had that Jeep Wrangler.
Okay.
Black Ops 2.
Okay.
They had that there.
Nice.
That was nice. And so when I went to get my PlayStation, I actually went to Southington. That was the wackest shit ever.
Yeah.
It was the wackest line. I only went to Southington because I didn't want to go to New Britain to get a PlayStation. Sorry, New Britain, but I was smart for that one. I didn't want to walk out and get mugged.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Do you really go down to New Britain?
Sometimes they knuckleheads. Shit. But, you know, it's one of those things. What's safer? Plus, it's only like... it's straight up the road for me to GameStop in Southington. So yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Man.
All right. So, yeah, that's going to be sad to see them go. Yeah, but I really liked them when they were EB.
Yes. Oh, man. There was like EB, Funko Land, Babbage's.
Yes. And there was that other one.
Are you not thinking about KB Toys?
Nah.
Not right.
Game Crazy?
But, dude, we had an EB Games on Steinway Street, and then there was the other derivative or whatever the hell it was.
It was some, like, purple-looking place. Wasn't it white and purple?
Maybe. I can't remember. Damn.
Shoot. Wow, speaking of, EB Games is closing 19 stores as digital competition bites.
Yo, speaking of, like, digital is, like, it's killing hard copy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rather have a hard copy than
so would I.
You know, because, like,
I love looking at my collection.
Exactly. Well,
and also, if you can get them used, you save money. Or you buy the game and it really sucks.
It sucks not having,
my software, iPad. Et cetera? No, what is the software?
Yes, he's right.
Yeah, you guys watch Umbrella Academy? I know we're going like...
I have not.
All the way to like left field, but...
No.
Yo, they're getting a prequel with like just Claws.
Yo.
And it's like... it's going to be like a comic book miniseries like set like 10 years before the TV show. So he's gonna be like 18 year old.
Yeah. Well, that still might do it.
Yeah,
he's like the
he's entertaining.
Yeah,
you know? He's pretty. But I think the actor is entertaining.
Yes,
he's not the character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I think Funkoland.
No, that might have been Software
Babbage's. Software etc.
That was purple. Yep.
It was purple. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Purple. All right. Long.
And the funny thing is, the original name of GameStop was Babbage's.
Yeah.
Babbage's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Named after the inventor of the computer.
Charles Babbage.
Wow.
Wait, wasn't that the guy that got arrested on the plane at the end of Hackers? Yes.
Really?
It was the plague dressed up and faking out as Babbage.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Sorry, I just know one of my favorite movies
pretty
easily.
Don't say sorry. That's awesome that you knew that, man. Holy shit. Hackers was a really cool movie.
Yeah, it was.
It shows the time, too. Like rollerblading, the schematics that people had for their sets and rigs.
Yeah.
The first PlayStation. Mm. Like,
wow.
Stuyvesant High School.
Yep.
Pre 9/11.
The swimming pool on the roof.
Yeah. Do you know how many freshmen you could get with that shit in New York
Apparently,
City?
Apparently, on the movie they showed it, you know, they played the joke. Angelina Jolie's character is like, oh, by the way, there's a pool on the roof, and don't close the door.
So, because in New York City, the schools are just tall.
Yeah.
They're not wide.
Yeah.
And so, normally, once you get to, like, the fifth floor, most of the time there's, like, a gate there. You can rig it open, but it automatically locks.
Okay.
So it's like a cage. So you'd be like, yeah, there's go up to the pool on the fifth or the sixth floor on the roof.
Y'all were dirty
as
that?
And you get kids that actually, you get it open for them, and then clink, and just walk away.
Ah, oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
But that movie, like payphones, old Grand Central, seeing them like skating under the World Trade Center. Yeah. Like
War dialers.
Oh, hack and slash. Jolt Cola.
Yes. But those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the early start of VPNs.
Yeah.
Because they were bouncing signals off of towers and shit.
Yeah. Dude, that movie is just so innovative.
Yo,
it's so good. And, the thing is, it really perceived computer viruses to be this amazing thing with like all the visuals and stuff.
Yeah.
And not all of them did that.
No.
Most of it was like Trojan horses under the microscope and stuff. Yeah.
Not, it wasn't all like that.
I need to find that movie again.
Yeah,
that was a good movie. That's like, that's right there. That's like up there with one of my favorite movies because it's
You guys remember this movie where like the people used to put like some sort of headset on? And I think Winona Ryder's in it. And there's some other main character. And like they would put like a headset on. And they were like in the future, but they didn't want to see what was really going on in the future. Fuck, I forget about it. And it reminded me, because like, when I think about Angelina Jolie and Hackers, it reminded me of that one where Winona Ryder is like, I think she's getting banged or something. And like, the dude has like a VR, and it's like, it's actually not like, I think he killed her or something, and he was just imagining that he was banging her. I don't know.
Let me find this. Yeah. Remember what year?
No, I knew that, I definitely know that it was in 2000s.
Alright, early 2000s?
Late 90s, early 2000s, maybe.
All right. So that Umbrella Academy prequel should be exciting. Umbrella Academy, the second season, should be dropping soon, too. I get that. I see that series up there with, like, The Boys.
Yeah.
But the way it worked, it was, like, it was really slow. It took a long time for me to get into Umbrella Academy. Like, I liked the preface of it, but it took a long time to get to the action of it. It was, like, a lot of talk, little action. It wasn't until like the last few episodes that you really got the action out of it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But it was a good movie. And talking of movies, Snake Eyes has wrapped.
Yo!
I forgot it comes out this October.
Yeah!
So that was, they snuck it in under our noses. They film mad quick. There shouldn't be a lot of like special effects, I don't think. I mean, you know, like your normal shit, but it's not like you're going all out. I'd love to see the merch that comes out of this, the collectibles and all the toys. They, you know, they got more than enough time to roll with it. This could put G.I. Joe back on the map.
Damn, yo.
So, wouldn't it be... Well, I'll have to look for that later, then. But, all right, so I'll look up. You know what? Chances are, I've probably seen it.
Yeah, and yeah. Once you see, I believe it's Winona Ryder.
My mind is not functioning.
Yeah,
right
she tonight. Gets choked out or something, and like the dude, I know I keep going on it, but like he puts a headset on and he sees her get choked by somebody else, and it's like he doesn't want to look at the VR thing because he's like, yo, like I think he's a detective too or something.
Yeah,
he's like really upset. And like he was like, and then he's like, he forces himself to watch it, and like the dude, like he's fucking her, and then he chokes her out.
And like, was it like the dude killing other people too?
Yeah, but but he was only able to see it in the VR headset that.
Because
like,
he was like, wait. Was he like a special detective that only he had like that VR headset?
I think so.
So he go to crime scenes.
Yeah.
And then like it was set like in old, like a futuristic New York.
Yeah,
like,
in the Bronx, dude.
And he had a, like this black car, and someone else. Dude, I seen that movie.
Yeah, dude, that was the shit. Movie, dude.
All right.
Seen that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what you see, all right, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the dude. Yeah,
and then
like
they thought
hair.
He did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did it, yep.
Yes.
It had that Minority Report kind of thing.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Which I think Minority Report was like a version off of that, you know?
Yeah.
But like a little bit more like newer like stuff.
Yes, and then someone hacked his shit. And then he caught it, like, oh, now I know the problem, because there was the actual kill, like, someone hid themselves.
Yeah.
So, like, when he had this VR shit, like, out, like, these glasses, or whatever, like, in public, it would give him the information of everybody.
Yeah.
And then someone passed them, but it didn't pop up their information.
Yeah, I think
something
so.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I got you.
If that, all right, so now I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Yeah, I think it's Winona Ryder, too.
And he was married, right?
He was married, yeah.
And like he would call his wife with the VRs in the mirror or some shit like that.
I don't remember that part. No.
All right. So
I know he had some sort of connection with her. I don't know if she was like the hookup that he used to have or something.
All right, yo,
and
man.
And he had long hair.
Man, now you got me like, oh.
Yo, it's
waving at. Right.
Yeah, when you see, you're gonna be like, God, this is the fucking movie he was talking about.
Now we're not gonna rest. Now I'm looking for this movie. So all Snake the... Eyes has wrapped.
Yep.
We get that in October. I'm pretty stoked for that.
As long as it's like the first reboot was good, but then the second movie came out and it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, but I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, if they go back to be, it's just Snake Eyes and well, of course the Baroness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna have. So I'm thinking it's gonna have all his history, and then. Him and Storm Shadow fight it out in the end.
I bet you that the reason why they're coming out with a film, and again, is because the toys are right next in line, and that's probably going to be the next like big franchise that they're going to like work on.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it also like the 30th anniversary of the regeneration?
There you go.
Because I remember when I was like 5 or 6, I got G.I. Joe toys, and I remember getting Destro that had this disc shooter.
Disc shooter?
It shot little foam discs.
Oh my goodness.
Ugh.
Dude, if I show you the box of G.I. Joes that I have, because they made those.
You probably
booty-ass...
have it too.
No, I don't. I definitely don't have it. Because they made these booty ass, like, G.I. Joes from. They're called the Corpse or something.
Oh God.
I have
oh my God.
Too. Yeah. I have those too. They made the space version of those.
Oh, yes.
The jungle version of those. And those had a different version, like it was like a like desert, and then the jungle, and then like these the enemies were like the like a gray and purple. It's crazy, dude. You guys want to take a quick break till we get
yes.
to rate that beer?
Sure.
Rate that and beer, and we got a few more stories.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these.
Thank you for being with us. Remember to subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or iTunes. And if you feel inclined, give us a 5-star rating. Make sure to follow us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Untappd at Nerd News Happy Hour, or on Twitter at Nerd News Happy H1. And if you want to catch us live every Friday night on our YouTube channel at Nerd News Happy Hour. If you have any suggestions, questions, comments, or beer suggestions, drop us an email at nerdnewshappyhour@gmail.com. And if you want some awesome swag, go over to tpublic.com/user/nerdnewshappyhour. All right, let's get it.
It's that time of the show.
Wash it down with one beer.
Where our hosts...
Two beers.
Grab the latest local craft beer.
Three beers.
And give it a rating. It's time for Rate That Beer.
right, welcome back. It's that time of the show for
Rate That Beer.
All right, like so that. Today we got Chaos Double IPA Emeralds, or maybe Chaos Emeralds Double IPA.
Ooh.
From Lone Pine out of Portland, Maine. It's about 8%.
Okay, it's definitely Chaos Emeralds because right on there, unlock all levels. And by the way, just kind of ironic because the creator of the Konami code passed away. Unlock all levels, up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
BA stuff.
You'll cruise faster through this beer faster than that blue hedgehog we legally can't talk about.
Oh, shit. So, I didn't catch that.
That's unfiltered. That's awesome.
All good things are wild and free.
So yeah, Lone and Pine Brewing Company, Portland and Gorham, Maine. Ooh, their website is lonepinebrewery.com.
Don't be trashy. Please drink responsibly.
Doesn't tell you what they got for IBUs on this, though.
8% alcohol level. Holy shit.
Yeah.
No IBUs on
it. No IBUs, yeah. Gonna have to check it out on tap. Oh, man, I didn't bring a cup to, like...
Dixie's? Oh, it's a show. Oh. I smelled the Centennials.
Oh, yeah.
IBUs are not available.
Oh, interesting, man.
Ooh.
It's hoppy as shit. I like that.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It's very good. It's not as bitter on the hop end, but it's good. Like, it has, you get everything.
You get everything.
It's not tongue nuking.
It feels like you're trying out, like, a wild beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not that grassy type shit that we had that. Unicorns.
That Yogi the Bear kind of shit.
Or that Fool's Gold. Shit.
Yo.
We were the fools.
Are we going to have Paul drink some Fool's Gold?
You were going to put me through that gauntlet.
Oh, you're still going to go through it.
Oh, yeah, you're still going to go through it. Initiation, bitch. Nah, I'm just kidding.
I already went through one. I can't go through any others.
Oh, man.
I rode that goat. Y'all can't make me do anything else.
We can.
Yo, I like this shit.
I know.
It's very good.
This is like,
and it's not a heavy IPA either. Yeah. For like 8%, for 8%, you'd expect it to be very malt heavy and just like, hey, look. No, this one smooth.
We really need glasses.
Yeah, man. I'm about to go get some.
No. I mean, just for the show.
I do know of a place that does etching and stuff.
No need, vinyl it.
We got an etcher right here.
It's got a golden.
And it's unfiltered, too. Oh, what? And it says unfiltered. That looks like it's filtered.
Yeah.
Unfiltered.
That is clean.
Yeah.
And the taste does not match the color of the beer. I was expecting it to be brighter, orangey, hazy.
Yeah. Good point.
Damn. This is a tasty beverage.
This has got to be one of those that'll sneak up on you.
Oh, I bet. And we'll know, because then in about 20 minutes, we'll be like...
And it's not just like... In the occasion, it's like you go to a party, and I feel like you drink this shit, and you're just like you're just fucking gazing, just like in the back, just fucking chilling.
It's a mellow drink. Yeah, yeah.
You're just
mellow,
sitting there chilling, watching. Yeah. Although other people think they want claws.
It doesn't have the heavy bitter finish.
Well, I was expecting that.
Yeah, especially from a double.
It's like on Alchemist level, bro.
Oh,
but like not Alchemist. It's a, like, listen.
I get what you're saying.
I'm going to give it a 3.9 right now off the bat. Shit's good.
Yeah, this is getting a 4 because I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
It was like, it was one of those, do I get that or do I get that?
Yeah, the further you go on the East Coast, like, up north, like, the crazier, like, beer gets, yo.
Yeah.
Alchemist, Treehouse, Bissell Brothers.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, Fiddlehead.
Fiddlehead.
Oh.
Have you had the second fiddle
yet?
Yes,
I have. I actually had that, they have it normally at a bar that I went to in Northampton.
Holy
Just
cow.
Sitting there, I'm like,
yeah,
I'll have that. It was amazing. And then what do? I walk down the street to the brewery that's there, and they make good stuff, too.
Yeah, did you have a headache after that second fiddle?
No.
Oh, man. I woke up with
it gave me a good buzz, though.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah dude.
That you could taste the alcohol, but
yeah,
different. Not like a straight, like not like the 120 that we had.
It's not booze forward. It's more in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I love this shit, man. Oh, this is just... I could drink this shit like every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
3.9, 4.0.
I'm giving it a solid 4.
Woo-wee. Then we're at what? 4.0.
It's like 3.99.
Yeah. 3.95.
Just make it a 4 to keep it easy.
Let's keep it a 4. Fine, four. Let's do it a 4.
It's a 4.
This is a winner. Huge winner.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is why I love that package store.
Yeah, they always come through, man.
And it's just like, you know, they, hi, how you doing? What's up? Blah, 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 blah. Like, we talk about our kids and shit. And it is, but that's by the time I come up from the counter. But if there's something that he knows specifically that I will like, mm-hmm. he's like, I got that. That I'll do my about face and go get that. All right, you want to move on with the news?
Well, let's go, yo. All
right, so where were we?
Macaulay Culkin, huh?
He's joining American Horror Story.
Yes!
Could be interesting.
Coming out of retirement, I saw a little like interview that he did, and he was talking about like, you know, like, he's one of those actors that like, I mean, he fucked up. You know, yeah. He fucked up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But after Home Alone, like, he was one of those actors that was like, you know, I either like sell out in a sense, or just like try to live a normal life. And then when I read that, I said, yeah, dude, but like, you also like had all this other stuff. But then I thought about like how Kobe Bryant and the whole like, you know, rape allegations. I was like, how relevant is that though? Like you're a new person now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is that relevant anymore? And
yeah.
I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Macaulay Culkin on American Horror Story. Let's go.
After we,
I'm gonna watch that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. After we've forgotten yeah. other stars like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he almost.
Or even more common, other than Robert Downey Jr. Britney, bitch.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We allow them back into our lives. It's just we know that they're good stars. They do this shit. The media smears the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And but if that were me or you, no one would say a peep.
No. Yeah.
So even, we got to cut them the same break that
absolutely
that we get.
Absolutely, that's it.
And that's the one time where you know 50-50, not 50-50, but in comparison, we have it easy because we don't get smeared. We fuck up. We fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes, we fuck up and our loved ones hate us and whatever.
Our managers.
Our managers, our loved ones. You know, but it's one of those things if you don't, you know, you're a celebrity, mm-hmm. you got to be on point.
And it's yeah. documented forever.
Oh, dude.
I remember watching basketball. And the kid, like, they went out with the kid to the bar. They were doing shots of tequila every time Jerry Springer, there was a fight.
Yeah.
And there was a kid having his surgery, and I remember the nurse going, my God, he smells like Robert Downey Jr.
Ah,
and right. it was just like, damn. And then, you know, watching back then, like, ah, it's pretty funny. And then now you're like, damn, he got that low, and look at where he is now. Exactly. Iron Man saved his life.
And he saved Ben Affleck's life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all about giving, you know, giving them a second chance because we've lost some, like River Phoenix.
Yeah.
Johnny yeah. Depp, another one. You know, he...
Well, Depp is having his moments now, especially with, like, Amber Heard. That whole...
But, you know, after River Phoenix died, Johnny Depp went into seclusion.
Oh, yeah.
Stayed in France, and then he came out of the shadows and started, you know, doing movies again.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
And he still kept himself separate.
Yeah.
But his demand went higher. He kept more. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it's true or not with Amber Heard. I think I'm more on his side.
It's their story, their drama. I'm just like, okay, but no, but I'll do what you got to do.
Yeah. But it's one of those things of, damn, dude, you know, you fuck up, it gets smeared. And both of them, it's on both ends in yeah. this one. But it's one of those things of he pulled himself away for that very sole reason mm-hmm. where his best friend died. And now, no matter, it seems like it's just the whole industry. If you really, the Hollywood, music, sports, you're just under that mm-hmm. TMZ magnifying glass. He sneezed and farted. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, well, also, especially with the way the times are now, culturally, politically, globally, we turn to those people to be that distraction for a while. So, I mean, that's when all the cameras are even more like, oh, what are they doing now? People are interested.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sucks.
It does.
Another person that kind of went through all that scrutiny and everything, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
He did the Even Stevens thing, and it was funny. Like, that was a film school thing that he was doing.
Yeah.
But still, you could tell he was going through a lot of shit. And then I don't know if it was like sometime last year with like the Peanut Butter Falcon. That came out. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, he's good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then he came out with another movie which is loosely based on his life with like his father and how he was abusive and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helped him out big.
Yeah. The only person that hasn't recovered yet, Charlie Sheen.
He went down, then he kind of got back up with, like, 2.5 Men, but then as soon as that fame hit, then it's like, I got tiger blood and this and this, and then now look, he's HIV positive, and that kind of shows what happens when you're given that second chance and you piss on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unfortunate, but...
You guys hear that, I think it came out today that Ben Affleck, he has a movie coming out, right?
Yes.
It's called something, Something
get back
the wrong way or the way back
the way back or something like that, yeah.
And in there he plays an alcoholic.
Yes.
And like he had like a mental, like not a mental, an emotional breakdown as he's playing the character because he's going through that shit.
Yeah.
And yo, when I read that, like I'm not an alcoholic, but I also don't have any vices, but I fell. I really felt that shit. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, like, to have gone through something and then have to portray it.
It like, takes you're a like, lot.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot, you know? And you don't shit on people. You don't kick somebody who's already been down, you know?
Yeah.
You just don't do that shit, you know? And so, for that reason alone, like, I'm actually looking forward to the movie because I want to see. I'm still curious, like, yo, like, what is it like, you know?
Well, that's my thought exactly. You're recovering, you know, and I was thinking about that today, this morning.
Yeah.
You're a recovering alcoholic, but you're an actor, so you have to play an alcoholic. How hard is that?
Yeah.
Because their number one thing is, you know, you got to do everything to stay away from it, but here you're playing a role where...
You're right in it.
You're pretending to have that drink. How hard is temptation at that point in time? Or is it satisfying because it's kind of in your mind, you're not having to drink, but you're having... the gesture of the drink, or does it totally fuck them
up? I think that would be grounds to find a relapse easily.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
So these guys, you gotta hand it to them. Like, even Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark, every now and then he'd have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't ever think about it now, but thinking about it, us talking, having the discussion, you think of all those times, and like, damn, how hard was that for him to do that?
Yeah.
Especially in Iron Man 2, where he was drunk, I'm just having a donut. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, that part right there, was he showing us, this is how I was at my deepest? Maybe for them, it's therapeutic at that point in his career, because I'm going to show you how it was for me, and it's going to spill over to the screen.
Yeah.
And for him, I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm letting you in. For him, it's therapeutic. But for Ben Affleck, so freshly off of it, it's got to be a different point.
It's got to be that, like, first important test.
For sure.
Like, dude.
And it's... yeah, you're right. And he's, like... He's been so open about it lately that, like, it's got to be hard for it to be so fresh. But to also, like... You know, I just went through this, like, a couple days ago. Like, how do I put this? Like... It's got to be so hard to, like, to re-go through that.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah.
Like, I just got out of that, but, like, have to redo it again. Does he drink to do it, or does... No, he couldn't. He couldn't, because he's got...
Method acting is good, but I think in that case, he could just kind of go to that dark place mentally and be like, all right, well,
dude, I think
I know how I was, and then how people said I was, and... I think that's how you can kind of duplicate that mentality.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, I think with
but all... it's definitely got to take its toll, though.
But you think... Yeah, he's like...
No, go ahead.
You were talking.
He's been here before.
Mm.
Right after his divorce, it was a spat where he had alcoholism, and I think he checked into rehab. But never as dark as this, or it was this dark, and we just... Now are finding out how bad it was because there were some times where his ex-wife would went over because he was on the brink of losing it, and this was right before he was cast as Batman, and then he cleaned up, and then
but he drank during like Justice League, because like it was so complex, like everything that was going on with Zack Snyder. Like, yo, he started drinking again.
So did Justice League lead to this for him?
You know,
I'm thinking he
touched base. I think last episode where like if he went through with the Batman movie. Like, he would have, like, drank himself to death. That's what his friends were saying to him. Like, and, yo, the script is great, but if you go through with it,
you're done. Yeah.
You kill yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but speaking for myself in the mental health, I go back to, like, thinking about, like, my depressive points, you know? I try to be, like, mad uplifting and shit, mad motivational. But I go back into those depressive points, and I see, like, try to see myself, like, how I was and shit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's hard to just reimagine. But to portray it for, not only for a film, but to be in it, that's why I felt so, this crazy, like, wow, dude. Like, you had an emotional breakdown because you had to like relive yourself all over again.
Yeah, and you gotta have some big fucking balls for that shit.
Yeah, you connect, dude.
But you know, and that's why I've always respected him as an actor.
Yeah, dude.
But because people are like, it's Ben Affleck. You know, his early shit was like, but then once you started to see his movies and you started to see who he was and watch his interviews, I was like, dude, I got nothing but mad respect for Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And people shit on him for being a horrible Daredevil. He was fucking good.
He was good.
It was just a bad script.
Yeah. It was a bad script. That's it. Yeah.
Because he was fucking
great. I learned the hard way on that one. Yeah.
He was and I will watch that movie today and oh my God, that last fighting scene. But he's still a fucking great Matt Murdock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people don't get that. Electra, on the other hand, but
Bullseye was good.
Oh my fucking God! Yes,
Colin Farrell's like one of like his best like acting career.
Oh come on! Like the best part there, like he was sitting there on the plane, the woman one showed up, and he flicks a peanut, bounces off the table, and she's sleeping.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
and the way he portrayed that act, it was great. And then like the straightening of the paper clips, or just whatever. Like, and he made you believe that he was Bullseye.
Yes.
Yep. That was the perfect embodiment of Bullseye. And, dude, if we would have gotten that in the Daredevil scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I was waiting for that.
And that's where, like social media and just media alone fucks it up for us, man. Because, like, they, you know, listening to them, deviate your perspective. I really thought Daredevil was a shitty movie.
No.
And it's like, after you stop listening to that stuff and you just like, yo, let me just see this film for what it is. Wow. It portrayed the character as it should be.
Exactly.
Yo, crazy.
Like, you know, and you had what's his name? John Favreau in it. As
Daredevil?
Yeah. John Favreau was his partner, Foggy.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Holy shit.
See, you start saying, like, Foggy and stuff, I started thinking of the TV series. I'm like, that's Fulton Reed from the Mighty Ducks.
From Butterfly.
Yep.
Yeah, John Favreau as Foggy. Fucking, Butterfly that's effect. Where that, dude, even then, if you look at that, that's a Butterfly Effect with that movie itself.
Good point.
Because had he never been in that, had we gotten Iron Man?
Or would we have gotten The Mandalorian?
So many years later, though.
Yeah, no, but it's still, someone gave him a chance.
Honestly, with Jon Favreau, him being happy, okay, The Mandalorian. I honestly think the role that really got him, that opened the door for him, was Chef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a whole TV series on YouTube that was sprung from this.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, I've told Jay, Shauna, and E, but have you listened to his interview in Tim Ferriss' podcast?
No, I haven't.
Have you listened to it? No, you have to. You're going to get a perspective about his life, like where he came from, a more appreciation for him, dude.
How do you appreciate him a lot?
It goes deeper, man.
Okay.
You have to check it out, dude. Tim Ferriss, and then he interviews Jon Favreau, and it's like, it's beautiful, dude. Like, I was like, whoa. I was like, I really enjoyed this dude even more.
Yeah.
And I understand Chef even more why now.
Okay.
Too. Yeah. 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 So you definitely got to check it out.
I mean, come on, a scene where he's making pasta aglio olio for Scarlett Johansson. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's you're talking about a TV show?
No,
yeah.
Chef.
Chef the movie.
Yeah.
But he has a TV show as well.
No, I'm talking about Netflix. The movie.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
There was a scene where he was making that and Scarlett Johansson was there watching and it like you could tell she was turned on in the scene. I'm like, damn, food is love.
Okay, here's my question. Did it make you feel like if you could cook for a chick, did it make you feel like, wow, like it really is true, like that's the way to their heart. One. And two, like, that, like, connection. You connect it with the movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, for me, if I'm ever cooking for anybody, it's because I care about someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was doing that for that sake, too. Mm-hmm. But for me, 95% of the time, I'm just cooking because I need to make dinner. Like, if I'm actually going out of my way to, like, go to the store and get, like, all these top ingredients and all that shit, like, it's because you mean something to me, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it doesn't even matter if it's, like, relationship-wise, like, you know, dating, romantic and stuff. It's, like, in general.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Every
like, that kind of made me go, you know, his character, it's like, damn, he really likes her, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, every Valentine's Day, I make lasagna from scratch. Minus the noodles.
I love lasagna, dude.
I make this great lasagna, and I make the sauce from scratch. No pot, no ragu, no shit. I make the sauce from scratch. Once a year do I make that shit. Because it's literally...
It takes a lot of time.
But, you know, for me, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's on a twofold. I make it for my wife because I love her. And that was one of our first meals that my manager. But I love her. And that was one of the first meals. That was on our first Valentine's Day. That was what I made her.
That's beautiful, man.
And ever since then, I always make it. Same exact fucking recipe, no less.
Dude, that's awesome, dude.
This year, I changed it. I cooked up some sausages, sliced it, and put it in. I was like, because I didn't want to get the actual Italian sausage and throw it out. I was like, what if I do this?
Spicy or
sweet?
Oh, okay, okay.
Sweet. And I'm like, oh, but if you're cutting into your lasagna, you're going to get chunk. And I was like, oh, shit. But
ladies and gentlemen...
Yo, I love to fucking cook, but for me, she's like, she tells me,
I don't have to cook in here.
But for me, I cook for my loved ones, but for me, on a whole other level, you know, dealing with mental illness, it's one of those things that, for me, it's very, very extremely therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those
very
times.
Very intimate, man. I feel it right now, man.
Yeah, like, I'm fucking, when I'm sitting there cooking, I don't like anybody in the kitchen. Do you need help? No. Mm. You know, I get in
that's
the
zone. That's your soul, man.
And when it heats up, when it gets summertime, it's just like, bam, now I'm grilling.
Yeah. You only grill in the winter?
I do. I grilled last
summer. Okay, I was going to say, if you don't grill during the winter, you ain't from New England. Get the fuck out now.
No, I grilled last week out in the winter.
All right.
Funny thing is, I thought the log, I had this big fucking chunk of old.
Pernil? Is it pernil?
No. I had this big chunk of wood in there.
I can make that.
And
it's pretty good.
Okay. If you can make pernil, you can have any chick fall in love with you. I'm telling you, dude. Pernil is the way to chicks are.
I'm telling you,
bro. How, like, have you ever made it?
Real talk, bro.
Made it?
I made it before.
How long did you cook it for?
It took me 8 hours to do it.
Nope.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is.
I've had one. The first one, it went for 12 hours.
Well.
The second one went for 16.
No way.
And I set the oven low.
Holy shit.
I make the olive oil and the garlic. I make the whole mixture. I rub it. I also inject it into the roast.
Yeah.
Wrap it up in plastic wrap. Throw it in the freezer for a month and a half.
Mike, I have a lot of respect for you, Mike. Holy shit.
I can make potato salad, and yes, I season it.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Never trust a skinny chef.
Exactly. Thank you.
But the day of, I take it out. I let it thaw overnight. And here's the funny thing. One of my biggest goof-ups that turned into pay dirt, I left the plastic wrap on it, put it in the oven at, like, 175 degrees, and that's the 16-hour one.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic wrap can handle over 400 degrees, so it's not melting. It makes a case. It's almost like shrink wrap.
Yeah.
The juices do not go out. They stay in.
Yeah.
Take it out, let it rest while still in the plastic wrap.
Yeah.
cut it open. An hour later, nothing comes like spilling out. You cut it.
Oh, yeah, shit. 16 hours.
Like, see, I have goosebumps talking about it. You know it's real.
I know it's real because that's what I'll cook mine at 175 for 16 really, hours.
It just like comes off like.
But this is what I did 1 year. Cooked it for 12 hours in the oven.
Okay.
Took it off, put it on a spit, and smoked it for the rest.
Wow. I love you, man.
Holy shit. I smoked the shit out of it for like the last 3 hours.
That's awesome. I like that.
And it was...
You probably deepen the flavors on the outside, yeah. So that way you get, like, the outside is smoky, but then you hit the middle and you get all that stuff, too, and you get it together. Oh.
Yeah. D-Lope is in the house, bro!
What up, D-Lope?
Yo, he loves the skin of the pernil. That cuero, he calls it.
That cuero? Yo, that shit never leave. Like, so when I make it for people, when I make it for work...
Yep.
Yeah, they don't get the cuero. The cuero says home.
Oh,
no. And that's my cut. My cut. Oh,
now, do you have it with the skin on or just like the
skin on?
Okay.
Skin on. And then at the very end, broil.
Yep.
Okay, I was going to say, take a torch to
crunch.
It. Yeah.
A sous vide gun. Come on.
I wouldn't sous vide it.
Yeah, no, but you could just use a sous vide gun.
No, do you know what sous vide is?
Yes, I do. Okay. But hold on.
I would use a brûlée torch.
No.
A torch?
Yeah. You get direct heat on it.
Yeah.
You don't get the taste of the gas because sometimes you can taste gas on things.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying in general.
I know you don't. But
with the brulee torch,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like sous vide is an S-O-U-S-S.
No, sous vide gun.
Okay. All right. I kind of want one of those now.
Oh, shit. I ain't never seen one of those too.
It's beautiful.
You guys ever had chicharrón?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Chicharron. Oh, my God.
My uncle does some crazy chicharron, man. I'm talking about he stokes that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
He stokes that motherfucker for hours, bro. I'm talking about when that motherfucker comes out, bro. Oh.
Yo, my grandfather used to make these chicharron lapelos.
Cheers to him, man. To Ubaldo. Cheers.
To Ubaldo, to Adolfo.
Adolfo.
My grandfather used to make
it. Oh, Adolfo. That's
my grandfather.
That's your grandfather?
Yeah, he used to make these fucking dope ass. Yo, my. And he never showed me how to make them.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was like, you get that one piece that's soft on the inside and crunch out.
Oh.
And it's fresh out the oil.
Yo, this summer we gotta kick it, dude.
Yo.
We gotta kick it for real, like, yo.
Nerd News Happy Hour Cookout.
Yo.
That's fine.
Oh shit! We could make it a meal special, the pernil special, kid.
Pernil.
Brisket special.
Brisket's fucking expensive.
Yeah, brisket is expensive, but unless you know somebody to go to that Restaurant Depot. Unless you know somebody who has ins in that Restaurant Depot.
Who got ins in Restaurant Depot?
Yeah, that's right, baby. Give it over here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they sell food there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yo, they sell the prime stuff, that primo.
Because I went to Costco the other, that was the first time, because I don't.
Yeah.
Like, this was, like, during Christmas, and I went out there. Like, the fuck is this Restaurant Depot shit?
Oh,
I want to go in here.
All the primo meat you want. For like half or less the cost of like store.
Yeah.
Dead serious, bro. Bobby, we're talking about like.
Do I need to call an EMT? You're having a heart attack.
Kid, I got you. Like, I could get like half a cow?
You can get half a cow, kid. The best of the best. I'm talking to you. Yep. I'm
about to cry. Yep. Because.
And you know, oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
That's
Oh, man.
This is how serious grilling is in my fucking house.
Yo, you love that shit, dude.
Then I gotta fuck.
Yo, I heard that, like, certain bars in, like, lower New York City, right? Lower Manhattan. No, lower New York City.
Yeah.
It's like, there's, like, the best bars ever.
Yes.
Like, they're just, like, holes in the wall. Like,
yes.
Secret, like, fucking, like, places, yo. And it, all because of Anthony Bourdain.
Yo,
the speakeasies and everything, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yep, yeah, that's right.
There's some... And the best bars in New York City are the ones that no one goes to.
I swear to fucking God.
Absolutely.
I want to do like a little tour in New York City.
The Nerd News Happy Hour Pub Crawl.
We just go to fucking like hole in the walls, fucking nobody knows about them, little like places, secret places, and just like eat, drink, and that's it.
Yeah.
For an entire like weekend. That'd be fucking awesome. Yeah, I gotta say.
Hold on.
This Chaos Emerald
causes chaos.
Creeps, bro. Yeah.
Dude, this has been one of those episodes where you got me trying to find shit the whole fucking episode.
You all the entire time you were just,
dude, I'm looking for shit.
You know, like
how big is it? That's what she asked.
Ooh. Well, it's not about how big it is. It's how well you work.
Yeah.
It's not the size of your Schwartz. It's how you use it.
But depends.
Just don't get it twisted.
How would you guys feel if Henry Cavill was Wolverine?
Those are big claws to fill.
Nah, he could do it.
But he's really tall, though.
Well, you're right.
Well, he's too tall.
It might let him hunch over like Wolverine does.
Sure, sure.
So it could be all right, but
he has the body.
He does, body. But at the same time, I mean, let's be real. Hugh Jackman did a he made Wolverine like an MCU dedicated fan, like if that's all they know. And you say Wolverine, who do you think of? Hugh Jackman.
That's true.
Those are like I said, those are huge claws to fill.
Yeah, they are.
Well, even,
will I give him a shot? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you. What it for me? What it means? Is he's not coming back as Superman.
Superman's dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's it.
But they did leave the ending in Batman versus Superman wide open too, with the hand.
But he's not coming back. It's not him.
Yeah.
And he. Don't get me wrong. Brandon Routh wasn't bad as Superman.
You think he'll come back, reprise?
Is he gonna recast him? Man,
wait. Who was Shark Boy? I can't think of the character.
Oh God, no, Tyler Lautner.
Yeah, have him be Superman. The Twilight has invaded fucking Superman.
Oh,
and Batman.
I see where you're going with that. I see the joke. Okay. I was about to chuck some shit at you
God,
for that.
No.
I was really getting hurt right there and offended at my DC fandomhood.
No, I'm just making that as a joke on that end.
It took me a while.
Or we're going to have Ralph Fiennes come back as Superman. Oh, look, Cedric Diggory and fucking Voldemort, one last battle.
Oh, my God.
That's right, people. We're crossing streams now.
My Patronus, Fortress of Solitude.
He's DXing now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't get in. Don't start talking wrestling. I have a bone to pick with that shit.
My Patronus is the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah? Expect a Patronus. Martha!
Oh, my God.
Why do you have that Patronus?
You see, that if he does become Wolverine, that's what I'm going to go and watch in the movie. Every 5 seconds he talks, Martha!
No, he just goes running around in this closet and he has a Wolverine mask. I'm Batman. I'm Wolverine. Bub.
But I see him. I could actually envision him having the cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's just so tall, but film magic.
Mm-hmm.
Film magic. They can make him shorter.
Everyone's on
angle, right?
Stilts.
Like Long said, camera angles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll play to that.
Smoke and mirrors.
I think he has the body. I think he has the acting ability.
He's got the mustache.
He has the mustache. I mean, I think he could do it. I think
you could.
He definitely could.
He's got the body.
Yeah. He's already seasoned into superhero stuff. That's the hardest thing. When an actor comes and tries to do a superhero but doesn't get it right. We'll go back to Colin Farrell playing Bullseye.
He got it right.
He got the essence of the character correctly. And that's what I like to see. Henry Cavill, he's right there.
Yeah.
But if you bring somebody else on board, it's like, now he has to, like, that whole, like, origin kind of feeling to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I hope he plays it correctly.
Which, Eric Bana versus Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Ed Norton, fucking fantastic Hulk. Yep. People don't, the movie was, I don't, that was like a good Incredible Hulk movie. I'm sorry. He just had to fucking talk.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, shut up.
Yep.
And you'll fucking be an MC. Look at where Terrence Howard is now.
Oh.
Fucking with the Romaine.
Oh, man. Yo, back to that.
Like yeah. Seriously. You've got this ticket to stardom. Shut the fuck up and take what they're going to give you.
Yeah, for sure.
We would never have gotten Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
But we would have had Ed Norton, who's fucking fantastic.
I think Mark Ruffalo is funny, but I think Edward Norton is the Hulk. Yes.
You know, so it kind of goes along with the lines of like Spider-Man. Like Tobey Maguire was good as Peter Parker, but Spider-Man, no. Andrew Garfield was excellent as Spider-Man, but not good as Peter Parker. And then Tom Holland, it's like perfect.
Right. There you go.
So, no. Ed Norton as the Hulk.
Mm.
Mark as... What's his name?
As Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah,
dude, I could deal with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
But who would be Professor Hulk?
Mesh them both together.
No,
you have to have someone cover that. He is a dick in person.
That's me being an asshole.
God, may he just start walking away.
Now listen.
You go with Ruffalo.
I saw that they're coming out with a Red Hulk toy, and you know what that means. Like
usually transitions into a movie. Yeah,
there you go. So that means that who's gonna play that Red Hulk?
That's gonna be what's his name.
That's maybe part of Thunderbolt.
Yeah,
yeah. But who's gonna play it?
Do you think? What's his name? Thunderbolt Ross.
Harford represent, man.
You think he's gonna play it?
That version of Red Hulk. Thunderbolt Ross.
Oh, okay.
That'd be interesting because he takes the serum to fucking be able to combat the Hulk. That's how we got the Red Hulk.
Mm.
And one of the many different fucking renditions.
I can't think of his name, but he was in Zombieland as Tallahassee.
Oh, fucking Woody Harrelson?
What do you think of him as Carnage?
Dude, that's fucking great.
Mm.
I'm on the fence about it. Obviously, I'll be like, I'll give it a shot and stuff. But I just
NBK
he's too goofy.
NBK.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Natural Born Killers. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, dude.
Okay, fair point on that.
There you go. That motherfucker could be crazy. Cause that's what Cassidy.
That's what I want. Yeah.
That's okay.
What I
that's see. Exactly yeah. what he is.
Yep. Now, in regards to that, do you think they'll do like a mashup with Spider-Man? It'll be
they're
like,
gonna sneak
they,
him in.
They need to.
They're gonna sneak him in one way or the other.
Okay, because the next movie is Carnage.
Yeah,
but I mean like Spider-Man, because you know we all saw the extra scene where he, it wasn't even just. I love the fact that they put J.J. Dillon as the guy.
Mm.
He outed him, so they all know. But you can tell that they're leaning towards that route eventually. So I think that could be amazing. As long as Woody Harrelson does the job that he should.
I think he's got it locked. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, he changed his hair, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that big, poofy, curly shit.
Yeah, he had that crazy curly hair, and they changed it a little bit to make it look more like
I think.
So, that being said, also the next area that I'm kind of leaning towards is there's talks about Kevin Feige, you know, president of Marvel.
Sure.
Deadpool 3.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Taking some of the writers out, like one of the writers out to put another one in because they're going to incorporate him into MCU.
Yeah.
I am very, very about that. Because what? I love Deadpool.
Yeah, you think they're going to mess it up?
I don't. As long as they give Ryan Reynolds creative control and keep it with that R rating, not just because, oh, look, it's rated R, but because Deadpool and Deadpool 2 carry that spirit that the comics portray. I'm really hoping that they kind of add that in, because you know once they start up like New Avengers or West Coast Avengers or whichever branch of the Avengers, they're going to have to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, me being the Deadpool purist, I don't want to see that, but I know it's going to happen.
I read this article saying that they just about tapped out some of the most popular stories for X-Men. One that they did not mention was Executioner's Song.
Ooh.
Who?
Executioner's Song.
Song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an actual character?
No, that was a story arc.
It's a story arc.
Ooh. Elaborate.
It's a very good one, too.
You go ahead.
Nope.
I can't remember. I think that's where he started going after the X-Men, right? He was an assassin sent to take out all the X-Men. That's the high level of what I can remember from Executioner's
Song. No, that's essentially what it was. But it also kind of branched off. Like, it caused a huge rift.
Yeah.
Because of that, we saw, like, the birth of Heroes for Hire. all the other extra Avengers groups and stuff. Like, Deadpool
wrecks set some havoc. Shit off. Mm. And that's where they need to go.
Absolutely.
That's going to get, because you, it's just, you, the way to bring Deadpool in.
Is by chaos.
It's by chaos, but the way to bring him in is through, what's his name? I'm fucking off with names today.
Cable, Bishop. No,
the magician dude. Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
That's it. Because in that, you're going to get Madame Web.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's important. Because in one of the posters, I saw this recent poster that had Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man hand coming through one of his portals.
Oh, shit. Mm.
No credit to Tobey Maguire, but what that's telling me...
It's still Spider-Man.
It's still Spider-Man. It's Madame Web. Could we get a Tobey Maguire... Could we get a Spider-Verse?
Well, we have Into the Spider-Verse.
A live action.
Okay.
That's what we... Dude. Because there's a... You just make a Met. You bring back Toby. He's Ben Reilly. You bring back Andrew Garfield. He could be 2099.
Okay.
Oh.
And then you have our young guy. And all you need is a dude to play...
Miles.
Miles. And I know exactly who.
Who you got? Hold on, he's bad with names tonight.
I am fucking off with names. You ever seen The Get Down?
No.
The Get Down. Not Bow Wow. Fucking, I was hoping he would be like, no!
Justice Smith? This dude...
Oh, okay. Ooh, you see all right, you see it.
You see, look. Justice Smith as Miles Morales.
I see it, wow. Absolutely.
Where is he from?
He's from The Get Down. He's from Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my God, wow. Dude. He would play the perfect Miles Morales. Thank you. You're right.
Thank you.
Wow.
I've never seen him with a beard, bro.
You just shave him, make him look young, and you can do that. And he's fucking Miles Morales.
Yep.
Since day one, since I'm like, that's fucking Miles Morales. Holy shit.
But see, here's the whole thing with the Spider-Verse. What kind of storyline do they portray? Like, I would obviously focus on, like, 2099, but I would really like to focus on the story behind Miles Morales, especially, like, how he got his powers mysteriously, and then him, like...
I think that would be a movie growing. Itself.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It would be good to have these origin movies and then kind of combine it. What if the animated movie
was that already?
It wasn't, because they didn't focus on Miles losing his dad in the explosion.
No.
I think with...
They need to really emphasize... And he was just
getting his powers.
I think with Madame Web, right, I think that would be more of a big arc, right? So...
It could set up a whole bunch of movies, kind of like the setup to the Avengers.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Spidey obviously is a big attraction.
Oh, yeah. Especially after Stan died, you know, I mean, the nostalgia and the love is right there. Yep. This is the time to do that.
This is the time. Yes. That's right. That's
the
right.
Time is now, and guess what?
Chicken butt.
Guess who brought the Baxter build? Guess who brought the Stark Tower?
Who?
The Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But is it the characters that they want? I mean, the actors that they want it to be? Because I really want John Krasinski. I really want
him. Oh, yeah. I really want him, too.
I really want him. He would just...
You kill it.
Have you guys watched fucking
I know what you're about to go with
Prime, what's his name? Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Dude. Absolutely.
Yeah, I see.
Such a sexy dude, man.
I see.
But in the show, like, he's just like, he's
fucking on point, Jack Ryan. Dude.
He's on point.
He's fucking Jack
Ryan.
He's
Jack Ryan, yep.
You know, if you're fucking listening to us, since you listen to us all the other time, this is what we're giving you, solid fucking material. Well, yeah, we could write this and sell this shit to you for about $10 million.
Or about tree fitting.
I'll sell out of court for a dollar.
I'll settle out of court for A5 Wagyu. Yeah,
but it's
I just want some credit, and that's it.
That's it.
The name at the end is...
That would be great. Creative idea.
Yeah.
Who else would you have for the Fantastic Four?
Ooh.
Mm. I'm not going to lie. I would not mind seeing Michael Chiklis reprise that role.
Thank you. Yeah.
Or Vincent D'Onofrio.
No,
because he's...
If he's stapled in as Kingpin, then he can do Kingpin.
No, but he would be such a great thing, though. He really would. He really
but
would.
If it was between the two, I would definitely go back to Chiklis.
Yeah.
He embodied what Thing is. Yeah. Like, he had the attitude and
he
just
was the perfect Thing.
And, you know, you could tell when he was caring about his family or when it was just like, it's clobbering time. Like, he was able to be Thing.
Both. It's clobber. Well,
we can't have Chris Evans as Human Torch.
No, but he was talking about being someone else.
Well, why not? I can't think of the guy's name, but he was...
Well, why not have him
in the movie Never Back Down, no. Jake Tyler. He would be a good
Human
Torch.
They were talking
Torch.
About Stranger Things, Billy. And I don't think he would make a good...
No.
I watched him in Power Rangers...
We do not discuss that pile of garbage.
Power Rangers.
No.
He was Red Ranger. And he was...
Oh, that's right.
No.
He
not deserve that role.
It's
no.
I apologize.
I am so glad they are rebooting that.
Yeah, it's a...
That was a pile of alpha shit.
He's too much of a pretty boy to give that, like, hardcore leader.
Yeah. Speaking of reboots with Power Rangers...
Ninja Turtles. No.
No, they're doing that. But I mean, like, for a movie... I would like to see them do the kind of story arc with, like, Rito Repulso coming in. Because when he was there, like, when he started, he was this ultimate badass that you would not want to fuck with.
Who, Rito?
Rito.
Oh!
And then, you know, after they destroy him with the Megazord, where, like, he has, like, the little spirit pop up, and it's, like, his face with biting the rose. I thought that was cool as fuck.
Yes, Rito.
That Rito... was great. And then they made him, like, fucking comic relief and lost it. Yeah. If you had that Rito that took shit seriously, awesome. That or the whole Lord Zedd with Serpentera. I love Serpentera. That was awesome.
Forever
except
Red?
That, yes. No, not even.
Did you ever see Forever Red?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, on the original ones where...
Serpentera was the shit.
Serpentera was awesome, but it had that stupid flaw where it would lose power. Like,
Yeah.
And then the Megazord would die once the moment they end Eclipse. Batteries, you're dead. It's all on solar panels. Bitch, have you not heard of capacitors? I would really like to see that unfold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the original Power Rangers movie, it was good. It was its own little story arc brought over for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, they had the whole transition over from like the regular Power Rangers
to Ninjetti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ninjetti.
They need Ninjor. Oh my god, that was dead on.
Yeah. But when they brought
I do want to see the Shogun Megazord. That's my all-time favorite. I love samurais and all that stuff. You have that Shogun Megazord. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is up? You are a badass.
Yeah. You see. Oh, do you watch Beast Morphers? Beast Morphers.
No.
You know who's coming back for Beast Morphers?
Jason. We're talking Jason Lee Scott, not Jason David Frank.
Yeah, Jason Lee Scott is coming back as Red Ranger. And it's going to have a couple of other... Yeah.
I just hope it's not Jason Frank, because fuck him. He has shot it to shit.
He smoked the Green Ranger and his character completely.
Well, Green Ranger, he was great. White Ranger, he was great. However, I blame
the band, the fans, because they just ask for him way too much, and he gives into that shit. He's like, let me be it.
Like, you know,
can you not? Like, I mean, if you're in that position, you want to please the fans?
Like his that episode where he had that.
He jumped the shark when he did that super power beatdown as a Green Ranger, then like that hyper mode and shit. I'm like, no!
Oh, right. Lord Draco.
Yeah.
No. See, Draken.
That's
fucking amazing.
I would love to see that shit.
I would
kill
to see that.
I would love to see Lord Drak. My fucking god,
I
want that.
Like, almost. Power Rangers, where they actually follow the comics, where it gets dark and people die.
You see that YouTube video? That YouTube video where people fucking died.
That needs to be made.
I almost ordered like his action figure from GameStop. Almost, man.
I
was so close.
I know someone who did and will spend money on Red Ranger action figures. He's one of my closest friends. He cosplays as a Red Ranger for charity and stuff. He even has Austin St. John's personal phone number.
Oh my god.
He met him and ASJ went, "I remember you. I've seen what you do for charities and stuff." He's like, "Anytime you take a picture, send it to me." He's like, "Here's my number." He got the King Tyranno helmet and had Austin St. John pose with it.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
And I don't mean it's, like, one of those little cosplay makeups. Like, it's the legit one with, like, the TV show quality, like, clamps and everything. Oh, I gotta find it. Like, that's it's awesome. Just...
Like, I would... They go dark. You know, Jason David Frank is always gonna be the Green Ranger. I don't give a fuck what everybody... And because green's my favorite color,
sure.
That's why he's my favorite all time. This is how serious the shit was. Shit, I just did the Puerto Rican shit without fucking clapping.
Uh oh.
This is how serious the shit was.
We need some perennial stat.
Hollywood Studios, when Disney had rights to Power Rangers, my daughter, my eldest, had a crush on the Green Ranger, JDF. We literally drove from Delray Beach, Florida.
Wow.
To Orlando.
Oh.
It was just her leaving the younger one behind just to go to Hollywood Studios to watch the Power Rangers show.
Damn, that's dedication, man.
Because dedication, for me, yeah, it was a big thing, and for her, it was a big thing. This was around the time that, what the fuck? Which Power Rangers were on? SPD.
Oh, okay.
Shit. That was fucking good series, though.
I liked it.
SPD was fucking great.
Wow. That dude. Legit King Tyranno helmet.
Oh, shit.
So much props to that, dude.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Holy
no,
shit.
No, my friend is, like, hardcore.
If they were to do a Power Rangers movie with each set of Power Rangers. Not enough screen time.
No.
No. You would have to do a 2-3-parter.
Yeah, dude.
A trilogy?
Hell yes.
A trilogy?
A trilogy would
you have
well.
The build-up where they become the Power Rangers, and the second one, they go through like that
think about
epic
the
defeat, and then the build-up in succession. It's yeah. Obviously, it's the Star Wars approach, but we know it works.
But yeah, think about the audience, too.
No, because you
we're at the right age.
End of the second movie, Tommy dies from Draken.
Oh, shit.
You kill him. Draken stands over his corpse, and his hands are out. He's laughing. His hands are covered in blood. Fade. End.
Oh,
I'm getting chills thinking about
dude.
That.
And then he brings that his Lord Draken's Dragonzord.
Oh,
holy cow!
Holy shit! That
all right, Hasbro. We know you're listening. Hook,
dude.
Come on.
I want a figure of that.
Yo,
this scene of him just standing like.
I checked him out, and like on Etsy, there are people who make the throne for him.
Yeah.
Dead up, like custom made, like it's like this size and the throne for him to sit on.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Because it's people,
they know.
Power Rangers is this. It's its own fucking.
Nobody can touch them, dude.
No,
but no one could. The thing about Power Rangers is no one can touch JDF at this point in time.
Ugh,
he's
yeah.
And unfortunately, he's escalated to. You think Power Rangers? Who do you think of? JDF. Like there was that episode where he had that super morpher. Did you see that episode?
Yeah.
Where he morphed into every rendition of every color.
Yeah.
Wow. Except there was one. I don't think he went into Turbo.
No.
Well, because Turbo sucked. But
Turbo was okay. Except when you have a kid play Justin. And then he morphs and experiences puberty. And then when he demorphs, he reverses it. And it's all the time. I'm like, damn, that sucks. It wasn't a bad concept, but then when you have, like, the Turbo Train Megazord where you can only use it for so long, blah, blah, I'm like,
Shut up, Zordon. Thank God they killed you.
I think one of the best things about Power Rangers is that it stood the test of time.
And it's still around.
It is. What else did we get from Saban? VR Troopers, Big Batman. It was
Rider,
Masked Rider. It was so good.
Yes, Kamen Rider is fucking fantastic.
Here's a creepy fucking spinoff for you if you know what I'm talking about. Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Sounds familiar.
I've heard,
if
yeah.
you take teenage ish adult looking people, give them fucking bondage wear fighting bad guys and they have like different Zodiac tattoos and shit. There you go. It was so bad. I still watched it. It was, ugh.
Kamen Rider was, but you see, it's Saban. Did you've watched that Netflix series? The movies that made us or the toys
oh, yeah.
that made us?
Yes.
The one about Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it, dude. It's good.
Stan Lee was this close to Power Rangers. Yeah. Stanley was like, yes, I want to. Stanley was like, yes, I want this. And Marvel was like, no.
Can you? Oh,
he was that man. Close to having. Could you imagine the crossovers we would have right now?
Yo, this Thanos versus the Power Rangers.
This Power Rangers pretty cool. Ninja Turtles crossover right now.
That's yeah, really good.
Dude, did you see the prints on it?
Yes.
Oh, holy shit. I was like, oh, wow, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, some of the Japanese style, stuff translates over well to American stuff. You know, we get Power Rangers, Gundam Wing. One that I wish they did better, Ultraman / Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh my god, yes.
I loved it. It was a great concept when they Americanized it. Yes. Ultraman. It was good. Great.
Lord Servo.
Yep, Servo.
Yes.
Yep.
I still remember one of the viruses made called Score because it was spelled just like the crappy dark chocolate bar. Yep. Super and then it was also like banging the drumsticks. Yeah, there was the guitar.
Dark what chocolate. Was it? How can you have a shitty dark chocolate, man?
Easy. Make it cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you got to get cheap dark chocolate, you better be brewing a fucking chocolate stout with it.
Holy but shit.
What was the other ones? There was the keyboards for the girl.
The drums.
The drums, and then...
Yeah, the guitar.
Oh. I can't remember, because there was like the surfer-looking dude, and his acting name was Rembrandt.
I can't remember. Soup. But dude, but that was a good concept.
It's like, oh, don't put him in. He'll be blasting off too much forearm energy. Because remember, it was like the whole little.
Yeah.
Every time I saw that, I wanted to be like.
But that was a, you know, that was a good
it
way.
It was
to
a good crossover, but it didn't last long. No, it didn't gain that much popularity.
They should have just brought over Ultraman by himself, which they did in the 60s.
Yeah. Yep.
Which.
Every time I go to, like, Tabletop Gaming in Newington, they have the building kits. I see that. I get nostalgia triggers, like.
Like, Ultraman was the shit. You know what else? Talking about Japanese to American? I want a fucking Battle of the Fucking Planets live action.
Yeah.
G-Force.
Yeah.
Live action.
If they want to do Thunderbirds over again, please... I'd be okay with that. Hell, redo fucking Gigantor. You want to talk about old school anime? To this day, this shocks me. My dad watched Gigantor. My dad.
That's awesome.
I want to see that happen, and I also want to see Samurai Troopers, a.k.a. Ronin Warriors. That would be a great live action.
Oh, my God.
That Ronin Warriors yes. was my gateway yeah, anime.
That's
you just took me back, yo.
Oh, holy
shit. Project Echo.
I had like these like Chinese made toys from Guatemala, yo.
Chinese made toys from Guatemala.
Yeah, they were.
Echo did you buy China. Them on Wish?
No. Echo and China.
Wish did not exist back then.
Oh no, I know, but I'm just saying like.
Yeah, they were.
There were toys made in China that you had in Guatemala.
Spanish version, and they were like they were. I bought them in Guatemala, and they were cheap.
El Guerra de Ronin.
But their limbs never like bent like the way these articulate.
Oh yeah,
it was like
bends at the elbow and that's about it.
But it bends and it would like retract.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
Okay,
and you would put armor on top of them, and like, you know, like no. they were like different little armors that went on top of them, and so you could make them look like Ronin, and you can make them look like their normal self.
Oh shit!
It was crazy.
Wait! Ryo, Kento, Sage, Sai. Was there a fifth?
Holy shit! You remember them?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I still remember the American theme song.
Wow, dude.
You know what else would be good? Which talking about it, Roaring Kenshin.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Live action. Ryo, I didn't know that they were making them in Japan.
Ryo, Kento, Sage, Sai. But still, come on, Tiger carried a fucking sword in its mouth
yes!
like a badass!
Wow. Yo, who else does that shit? Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever yeah, since know. They started doing those, like, X and Y evolutions and stuff, it's like, we become one with the Pokemon. I'm like, that's a little too far from my experience with Pokemon, but damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, EX Gyarados and some shit. Like, oh. Random fact, my favorite Pokemon ever is Gyarados.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, I can see why.
I can see why too, yeah. Totally.
Well, like I love Japanese and Chinese folklore and dragons.
And he comes from,
Magikarp.
Magikarp.
Yeah, it came from the Chinese lore of the Dragon Gate.
Yeah.
No, because once it went over the gate, it would transform into the dragon. So the Gyarados would be after it leapt over the gate while it's still transforming from the Magikarp.
So Magikarp first, body, and then Gyarados.
No, Gyarados body first. We're saying it's going this way.
Okay.
Because the story would be like... Yeah. Because the story is like the Koi would be going up the waterfall and like the dragon god set up this gate. And like, okay, if you can jump over this, you become a dragon. So there would always be... It would be like this one thing. And then there was one Koi that kept trying for like 100 years, and it kept going, it kept trying, kept falling, kept going until one fateful day it jumped up and the god said, you've pushed, you've fought, you've earned this, and like a wind blew and it was like that little carryover and it transformed into the dragon.
Hence the 100.
Wow.
Hence the 100 Magikarps to get you into a Gyarados.
400. Yeah. Believe me, that pisses me off. I still have that quest and go, and it's like, you need 400. I already evolved a freaking Magikarp into a Gyarados. Come on. But yeah, see, like, with that, I love just that folklore and the fact that they were able to make it visually into this, other than Team Rocket throwing rocks at Magikarp going, you're worthless, you're worthless.
Yeah, I got you.
So, that's why Gyarados is my favorite Pokemon.
I can see that.
Dude, that's awesome. From all of us to all of you. Drink up, bitches!
My beer is empty.
That's all right.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Have a good night and have a safe weekend. Yeah.
Thank you for sticking with us.
Yes.
And again, big shout out to the Ivy Brand, Dragon Ball Super Dope, Infinite Heroes Comic Card and Collectibles, and Becky's Brewing. Check them out tomorrow. Double Scoop can release. We'll see you over there.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for tuning to Nerd News Happy Hour. If you like what you heard, make sure you reach out to us. Drop us a like, comment, or a 4 or 5 star review if you feel so inclined. We'll talk to you next time. Ooh-wee!